question that we're asking the Gemara is, Gemara says that Maskin Gruz come my time off. We talk Shashkul and Ketrias and Mason, Lefichach Kavor, Betrias and Mason. So our question was that really Rashi already gave a good explanation. He said, Mashruch is not Lashon Bakasha, so it's Lashon Askar V'Shevach. So Lashon Askar V'Shevach belongs in the Gimel Rishonos. So it can't be in Avos, I mean, it can't be in Kedush Hashem, so it has to be in Gvuros. And what's wrong with it? Why does that be Shkul Ketchias HaMeisim? Let's say it's not Shkul Ketchias HaMeisim. Everything in there is Shkul Ketchias HaMeisim. Samech Noflam, Matir Asur. I mean, so it fits in very well. Mashvach Amar Geshem Achal Kachayim Chesed. Yeah, it would appear from this Gemara that Mashvach Amar Geshem is not a part of the Tefillah like Machal Kachayim. It would appear like that with Ningamar. In other words, that Mashvaruch Amarat Geshen is a separate insert. It's a separate insert. So, because if it were part of the bracha, so then you'd have a good question. You'd say, so it fits into the Signana bracha, Mashvaruch Amarat Geshen, Machal Kachayim Chesed, and there's no problem. But if you say it stands apart, it's a separate unit, a separate entity, so then it doesn't belong there because it's not nigrar achar habracha. It's not included parenthetically, but it's included as a separate unit. So as a separate unit, you can't place it there unless its essence is consistent with the theme of the bracha, which is machayim esim. Do you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, if it were placed in there as like Somech Noflim, so then it wouldn't be a good Askara altogether. I'll tell you why. Because then it'll be something you say, Kalashana. You simply say, Somech Noflim. So Somech Noflim it does all the time. Mashvach Amar Geshem would be something that is always, that is a constant, just like Somech Noflim. But what gives it a Din Haskara? What gives it a Din Haskara is the fact that it's a part as a separate insert. So if it's a part as a separate insert, so then it can only belong there if it's part of the theme, its essence is the same theme as the Guf HaBracha itself. Okay? All right. So then it would seem from the Gemara that you say, Masha Baruch Amar HaGoshem. Should be set off from the rest. Okay, so that, we're going to try to define that. There's a three-way machlekes by Atachon Antano. Okay, Motzoi Shabbos, Atachon Antano. So Rabbi Kiva says that what Bracha Revi is b'fnei atzmo. And the Chachom say Chonin Ados. And Rabbi Eliezer says Bahoda. Okay? Alright, how would you define the Machlekes? Not easy. the reason why the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer didn't know like Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, is because there's only 18 brachas and not 19. Okay, Lamashinim doesn't count. Lamashinim is, I don't know what the answer is to Lamashinim, but Lamashinim didn't change it from Shemon Esrei. He still calls Shemon Esrei. So Lamashinim somehow slipped in as without being a Laminion. But the Gemara, if you're interested in the Gemara, is not Chav Chesam Beis. But you could try to work it out there. But the insofar as the Havdalah is concerned, so the Gemara says that you can't add an extra bracha. Can't add. That's why the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, Lama Gemara Beis, that why don't we do like Rabbi Akiva? Because it's only 18 brachas, not 19. Okay. So that's the problem with Rabbi Akiva. What? Otherwise he'd be good. I would say, yeah. See, in Rabbi Akiva, three way machlekes. In Rabbi Akiva, he keeps the identity of Havdalah. That's what he does. He keeps the identity of Havdalah. And it's Kaveh Bracha La'atzma. So it means that the whole Shem Havdalah pervades the Bracha. So the Shem Havdalah remains. You don't lose the Shem Havdalah. It is Havdalah. And it's a bracha b'fnei atzma, just like Avdalah ala kos, it's a separate bracha. So it remains, I guess he was chosen in bracha tad Hashem, am mavel mekodesh l'chol. So he keeps the identity of the Shem Havdalah. Okay? That's the advantage of Rabbi Akiva. The only problem with Rabbi Akiva is that he's adding to the minyan abrachos. He's adding to the minyan abrachos. How he answers that question apparently is not known. I mean, is not known. Because the Gemara says that's why no one holds like him. Okay? So I don't know. But the advantage is that it, that the Shem Havdalah is not lost. It retains the Shem Havdalah. It doesn't change from what it is. Okay? So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shem Havdalah is not lost. According to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chachamim, I mean, you're interspersing it in the Tefillah. But the Shem Havdalah itself, as a Cheftza Shel Havdalah, is lost. Okay? The only question is it not Tachonein or is it in Modem? Okay. In Hodor, I mean, if you say it's in Hodor, like Rabbi Eliezer, so it comes under which Chiyuv? The Chiyuv of Bechol Yom V'Yom, the Gemara says, Tein Lomei Berchosov. Correct? So you chayev, you always chayev in Shevach and Hodor, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the Inyan of the Yomah. So over here, so if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, so you maintain that it's Bechol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lomei Berchosov, and now it's Motzei Shabbos, so you chayev an avdala. So that comes under that chiyuv, correct? Okay. What is the okay? So now the question is, so why? And that was, and it has an advantage also of what, of retaining its identity, because it's subsumed under modem, and modem is hodor in general, and now you have as one of the elements of hodor. So you have the element of Havdalah. So Havdalah retains its identity in not as a separate bracha b'fnei atzma, but as a one as an enumeration which comes under a general heading. But it's a separate enumeration, correct? Whereas if you put in an atachonein, you're really interspersing it with the atachonein of das. I mean, it's not, in other words, in Atachonein, it doesn't retain its identity as a separate element because it's a component of the whole bracha of Das. Okay, you follow? If you put it under Hodor, so it retains its identity because it's a part of a list. So as an enumeration, it retains its own separate identity.
Hodor is going to be a bracha, it's generic, it's not specific. So
that's correct. That's correct. It's a generic bracha, so therefore it'll retain its identity as one of the elements under the generic heading. Okay? Yes. What I'm saying is that you should naturally put it in Havdalah.
Havdalah.
It's a separate entity of Havdalah. It's not a tefillah. And the machayev is Tein Lo Mein Berchosov. So therefore, so you should naturally put it in Havdalah. What? Hodor is very good. B'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein berchosov. Okay? Yeah. That's what Rashi explains. The Gemara is on the Mem Amud Aleph. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kro, the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. V'chi b'yom b'varach mosav b'lai lehim b'varach mosav. Lom aloch kol yom v'yom tein lo mein berchosov. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, Rashi, yeah, it's a little bit hard. Kol yom v'yom, b'shabbos me'ein shabbos, b'yom tov me'ein yom tov. Okay? So that's the Machayev. That's the Machayev. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Well, as a whole, simply, it's Machayev is b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosov. So therefore, where does it belong? In Hodor. In Hodor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave you this wonderful gift. Okay. Yes. So what is the b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein berchosov over here? I mean, what bracha are you mentioning over here? What's the mein berchosov over here? What is that? Shabbos. B'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein berchosov. So it was Shabbos. You're thanking God for Shabbos. I mean, that's Havdalah, no? You're saying Shabbos is leaving, so you're thanking God for Shabbos. Okay? Yeah. In other words, if you weave it into Bakasha, so it loses its identity. Because you have to change it. Mean that that's the emphasis. I'm not saying whether if you hold no do, you might say the same, but in a different vein. That you gave it to us, so therefore we're saying hodah on it. Do you know what I mean? Okay? But the machlokes is whether you weave it, if you weave it into atachonin, so then it loses its identity. But in modim, it doesn't. Okay? Yes?
So once you say modim, it doesn't.
But no, I'll tell you what. Okay, it's good. In other words, in Rabbi Akiva, it's not only does it retain its identity, but the entity of bracha as a separate identity is retained. Okay? But if you insert it in modim, if it's subsumed on the modim, so the shame bracha b'fnei atzma is lost. And really, Havdalah is a bracha b'fnei atzma. You see, Havdalah alakos. So it's true. In other words, it's reduced as an identity of bracha. It lost the element of bracha, but it still retains its separate identity in terms of the sfiras dvarim of the atachanatana. Okay? In other words, the Sfiras Dvarim is not interwoven. You really have three positions. Either the Sfiras Dvarim retains its identity not just as a Sfiras Dvarim, but as a Chal Hashem Bracha. That's the full identity. That's Rabbi Akiva. Or else the Sfiras Dvarim retains its identity as a Sfiras Dvarim under the heading of Modim. Or else the Sfiras Dvarim is woven into the Bracha of Atachone. All right, those are the three positions. Now Rabbi Akiva, we understand why they don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, why? Because you can't add to the brachas. But what's wrong with Rabbi Eliezer's position? I mean, what's the Rabbi Eliezer's position? Seems to be open. That's the Gemara of Nema Manalef. B'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein brachosa. Correct. So what does Rashi say again? Rashi says that b'Shabbos mein Shabbos b'yomtiv mein yomtiv. So why isn't this the same thing? So what's the answer? Why wouldn't it come under B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Brachosav? Why wouldn't it come under that?
If it's a modim.
Yeah, I mean, Rabbi Eliezer has it holds it does come under that. But what's the Sfar to say it doesn't come under that? Because, you got it. That's correct. Because it's after Shabbos. So it doesn't belong, it's not B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Brachosav. Correct. But, okay, so now what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? In other words, it's the privation of Shabbos. It's in Motzoi Shabbos, you have the privation of Shabbos. So you have Shabbos via privation. Okay? So that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have Shabbos via privation, so you could say b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein brachosav, because it's true, Shabbos isn't here, but the privation is here, and that's Havdalah. So since the privation is here, so you could be maskir the Havdalah, the maskir Shabbos. But according to the Chachamim, you can't do it because it's not b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein brachosav, because there is no cheftza of Shabbos here anymore. Okay, what is Havdalah? Havdalah really is kedusha Shabbos. Doesn't Rambam say mechabdo b'chnisaso or mechabdo b'yitziyaso? So b'chnisaso is with kiddush. And Beitzi Yasser is with Havdalah. So Havdalah basically is really Kedusha Shabbos. That's what it is. So, certainly according to the Rambam. So, since that's the case, so the Machlokes is very nice. That according to the Machlokes is B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosov, does that halacha apply where you don't have the substance, but you have the privation? Okay? And I said b'chol yom v'yom tein lo mein brachosav, so you chayv in hodah.
Is din hodah.
It's din hodah, yeah. Baruch Hashem yom yom. It's din hodah. So you're going to Rabbeinu Yonah learns differently. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that what's his lashon again? That shezich, that it belongs in hodah. Why shezichoso lahakir lahavdil? So God gave him this chus. What is Rabbeinu Yonah? How's he learning? What he's trying to say is, what is it doing by hodah? So he says you could subsume it under hodah because it's hodah, it's shezichos or lahavdol. He's not saying it essentially belongs there. What he's saying is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a bakasha. So it can't be an atachone. That's what he's saying. That's the machlekes according to him. According to Rabbi Yano, the Chachamim maintain that even though it's essentially not a bakasha, but you can still weave it into a bakasha. And it can make its own bakasha. That's what we do. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could say simply, he held it's not a bakasha. So it's not a bakasha. So where does it belong? So since there's some benefit that you're gaining out of this, so you can subsume it under modem. Because you can thank God for that. But it's capable of being subsumed under modem. That's what's mashma from his lashon. Do you know what I mean? So it'll come out like this coin, Rabbi Yonah, it breaks down two ways. That is it bakasha or is it not bakasha? That's Rabbi Akiva maintains it's bakasha and the Chacham maintains bakasha on the one side. Okay? And on the other side, Rabbi Elazar maintains it's not bakasha at all. So that's why it belongs in Adar. Okay? And then the breakdown between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim under bakasha is, like we said, is a kaveh bracha la'atzma, that it retains its identity not just as a spheres dvarim, but it retains its identity as a bracha as well. Or no, it retains its identity only as a spheres dvarim. That's the that's in other words but the reason why the Chacham don't hold Rabbi Akiva is because of the problem of Tam Nisrei, right? I'm sorry. It's interwoven. It's interwoven. I made a mistake. In other words, according to the Chachamim, it doesn't maintain its identity as a first one. That's Rabbi Eliezer. But it's interwoven into the Atachone. Okay, because it's Bakasha. But the Machlaikis, there's two Machlaikis. And one Machlaikis is whether it is Bakasha or not. And then if you say it's Bakasha, the question is, Can it be kaveh bracha la'atzma, retain its identity, or no? It can't, so it has to be interwoven into atachone. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is learning. The Chacham maintained that even though its essence is not bakasha, but you can be mitzaref a bakasha to it and make it into a bakasha. You can convert it into a bakasha. He says, why don't the Chacham hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Why don't they maintain that it's because essentially it's not a bakasha, so why don't you subsume it on the modem? And that's correct. Because hodor, it's not included essentially. See, if you can convert it into a bakasha, so then definitely it's an essential place in Shemon Esrei. In hodor, you have to say that it tolerates, hodor can tolerate it. But because you can put a lot of things under hodor. So it can be subsumed under Hadar, but it's not essential. Whereas if you say it's a bakasha, so then it belongs essentially to the Shemon Esrei, and that's why it can be kaveh bracha la'atzma. That's correct. Tefillah essentially is bakasha. That's what it is. So if it can be converted into a bakasha, so then it's essentially tefillah. It's essentially tefillah. If it can't, so then agav orcha, you can include it in modem. That's why it's justifiable to include it in modem. But you're getting away from the essentiality of tefillah, because the essentiality of tefillah is bakasha. So now you have machlekes koin der chachamim of why you koveya in an atachone. So one says why, because like the Yishalmi, main das of dalaminayim. So, because Avdala is Das, and Rashi says, right, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, L'Avdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol L'Ven Tomei L'Tar. So, yeah, why does Rashi, she said, Ben Chayel L'Potter, Ben Osel L'Motter, Ben, okay. Yes. But it's a component of Das. Okay, it's a component of Das. What? Yeah, why did Rashi say, Chacham Yodei L'Avdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol? What is he going to say, Ben Ola Choshech? Now he wants Ben Tamei Latar. Yeah, why does Rashi pick Ben Tamei Latar? I think the reason is because, in other words, he's trying to show you the nth degree of Chachma. And Tahiris is the hardest area. It's the most difficult, most abstract area, like the Rambam says. So that's why he's showing you that the Chacham knows how to be Mavdol, Ben Kodesh L'Chol, because you need the process of differentiation. And this process of differentiation carries itself so far into the world of Tomei and Tor, which is the most abstract world of Chacham. Because like the Rambam says, that the, even the Vim didn't have clearly some of the fine abstractions of Taras. Right, so that's one. Now, what did the Chacham say? Rabban Nami mitoch sheichol lefikach kavur bebirkas chol. What is that? What's that? What are they all? It means that the first birkas chol means the first differentiation in tefillah between the tefillah Shabbos and between tefillah chol. So it's the ma'aser havdalah and tefillah. In other words, the birkas chol is the ma'aser havdalah in the framework of tefillah. That in tefillah there's a hevdel between tefillah Shabbos and tefillah chol. Where is that hevdel first realized? And atachonim. So in tefillah, in the mice of tefillah, there is a hevdel, there's an avdala. So that's why there were koveya, where you do the first mice and avdala in tefillah itself. That's the reason. Okay? Okay, so the machlekes is now, so what's the machlekes between it's the chachamim and what? And Rabbi Yosef. Okay, what's the machlekes? Rabbanan or Rabbi Yosef? I'm sorry. Yeah, so what's the machlekes there? How would you define the machlekes now? So the question is it due to the spheres dvarim, the text? That's why it's an atachonim, the substance of the text? Or is it due to the institution of avdolah in terms of the maisa of the gavra? That where the gavra performed the maisa of avdolah, like in tefillah, so this is his first act of Avdalah, so belongs, it's kavur, according to the Maisa of the Gavra of being a Mavdil. The Maisa of the Mespalel being a Mavdil. Is it kavur there because here's where he is, the Gavra is being a Mavdil in Maisa, so therefore they were kaveyed over there? Or is it because of the nature of the text? Okay? That's the question. It would seem, even according to the Rabbanan, that they say that it's because it's the Maisa HaMavdil, but you have to weave the text in. I mean, it has to belong there. I mean, but they hold that that's not enough. The text alone is not enough. It has to be a Maisa HaMavdil, that the Mespalel is involved in an act of Avdalah, and in the framework of a Mespalel. Okay? Okay, Yaakov Shamir, the Meiri, that says the same shot that we said yesterday. That the Hodor is Shanas Manas HaShabbos. It's not Hodor on Havdalah. It's Hodor on Shabbos. But you recognize Shabbos through its privation. The fact that the state of Shabbos is gone now. The absence of Shabbos. But it's on Shabbos. It's not on Havdalah. Very good. Vaday Dam Risa Mishmeda B'yachan Alachak Revelaz Shchalias HaShabbos. In other words, did you say, I mean, is that a Vaday? That you said that. Did you say B'tar Zvadai or not? Is that certain? Go ahead. Amalei in. Yeah, it seems the Groh is bothered with the Vadai. So therefore it takes out Amalei in. It wasn't a question. In other words, he just repeated, Vadai dam risam, Shmei Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kabbalah, Yom Tishchol Yosach HaShabbos. That's all. Okay. Yeah. Right, there's a question. According to the Groh, that's right. Vadai, I'm positive that you said that halacha mishmei Rabbi Yochanan halacha kabbalah yom tov shchol yisach haShabbos. So then he keeps going. Halacha meklal de pligi. Okay, yeah, that's where the Groh lands. Okay, all right, whatever. Let's go. Halacha meklal de pligi. Okay, so I say the Chacham argue when on Shoyim Asashana. In other words, every Motzoi Shabbos. But on Motzoi Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechol Yos Motzoi Shabbos, so then, who says they argue? So what's the Gemara saying here? Yeah, okay, so the Gemara is asking that, what are you saying? Halacha implies that they argue. So the Gemara says, and they don't argue, but the Chacham do argue. So the Gemara says, no, they really don't argue, because they only argue when? On Shoyim Asashana. But on Yom Tov Shechol Yos Bechol Shabbos, they don't argue. Okay? Yeah. In other words, the Chachamim do not maintain that you can't, that Hodor is not possible. That it, they hold In other words, the machlokes is Rabbi Eliezer maintains you can't put it in bakasha, but everybody would put it in bakasha because bakasha is ikra tefila, right? If you could put it in there, but Rabbi Eliezer maintains you can't put it in bakasha. Why? Because it's not a bakasha, like we said yesterday, right? That was the svar, right? So Rabbi Eliezer maintains you can't put it in bakasha. That's why he says that it must go to Adar, right? And the Chachamim aren't arguing Rabbi Eliezer. They don't maintain it's not Shaykh in Hadar. But they maintain that since it's Shaykh in Bakasha, so it should be in Bakasha. But now there's no Bakasha. You can't put it in Bakasha because it's no Atachonain. So therefore, so there'll be Moda that you'll put it in Hadar. They're not against it. They're not saying it can't be Nichlal in Hadar. That's not the argument. The argument is the other way. Rabbi Eliezer maintains that it can't be in Bakasha because it's not essentially a Bakasha. Okay? Right? No, I mean, I would capitulate here. I would say that that's a Havamina, but apparently, I mean, the Gemara, that's why Rabbi Yonah says it. But apparently, I mean, that's what the Gemara is really dealing with, beneath the surface. Is do we say that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that it can't, that it can't be in Bakasha, that's the Machlekes, or no, the Chacham maintain that it can't be in Hodah. So the Gemara really concludes that there's no basis to say that. And the Gemara concludes like a Ben Yonah. That's what I said. Okay? As far as goes far, but the Gemara does conclude the other way. So in other words, that's how Ben Yonah says that. But that's what the Gemara is dealing with. As far as a possibility. It's a good svara. But as far as a possibility, but the Gemara rejects it. I guess because the Gemara wants to say the assumption is that you don't... If you don't have to, you're not marba machlekes. So therefore, we assume if you have a svara that is mamayat the machlekes, so you go with that svara. That's a general principle. Okay? All right, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, good. What does Rabbi Akiva hold, though? Apparently, the Gemara, we reject Rabbi Akiva because the Tam Nisrei and Shev Tikkun Rabbanon and not Shmona. Okay, what does Rabbi Akiva really hold? I mean, we didn't answer Rabbi Akiva. Right, apparently he didn't hold it's a problem. Is the Gemara saying that Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from the whole concept of Tam Nisrei, Asbi Dafke 18? Or is the Gemara saying that Rabbi Akiva held from Tam Nisrei, but for some reason over here, there's no problem? And it'd be easy to say that way. Yeah, go ahead. That's the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. I mean, Keneged Yud Ches Askaro Shama David. I mean, so apparently it has to be Keneged something. The Keneged the Mizmor of Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. Okay? So whatever it is, but it would seem that they couldn't just make any arbitrary number of brachas. I mean, that would seem that way. So either Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the whole principle, or else perhaps Rabbi Akiva agrees with the principle, but he holds, in this case, it's no problem. There is a svar to say that. What's the svar? See, but I think it's very simple. Why? Because what did we say? We said Avdallah is really a separate entity. Right? But the only thing is that you could take Avdallah and you can incorporate it in a Tzuras Tefillah. That's what the Chachamim maintain. And Rabbi Akiva maintains the same thing, right? So, but the essence is really Avdallah. So the essence is not Bakasha. The only thing is that you could take the essence you can put it in a tzura of Bakasha. The theme can be put into a tzura of Bakasha. But essentially, it's really Havdalah. So Rabbi Akiva maintains that since it's essentially Havdalah, it's not Ola Laminion insofar as the Brachas are concerned, the Bakasha are concerned. It's not Ola Laminion, it's not a violation, because it's essentially Havdalah. Okay? It's true it is a Bakasha, but it's not essentially Bakasha. Essentially, it's Havdalah. But you could put it in B'toras Bakasha because it tolerates a Tzuras Bakasha. Okay, that's sorry. In other words, it is a Maisa Bakasha and Tefillah. It's a Maisa Bakasha. But the Cheftza is really a Cheftza of Birkas Avdala. So it's not Ol Laminion. They hold if it's in bakasha, if it's a maisa, bakasha, and tefillah, so then that's it. You can't have more than Tam Nisrei. It's a maisa, bakasha, and tefillah.
That's the question.
Can you say that you have a maisa bakasha, but it's not olu leminyan brachos, because the essence is really Avdallah? Or no, if it's a maisa bakasha, so it's olu leminyan. It's olu leminyan, so then it's not Tam Nisrei anymore. You'll still maintain the keneged yud ches haskaris. In other words, it'll come out that for the same reason that Rabbi Akiva holds it's not olu leminyan, that's the same reason that Rabbi Eliezer maintains. Why? Because that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that it doesn't belong in tefillah, because it's essentially avdalah, so it belongs in ador. It doesn't belong in tefillah. What? In other words, kind of tefillah machlekes. Can you? I mean, I would put it that way. A little sharper. In other words, it's true that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's bakasha. You could actually give it a tzuras bakasha, but the kiyum is a kiyum avdallah. The kiyum is a kiyum avdallah. So since it's a kiyum avdallah, it's not olam minyan. In other words, now you could explain it further. That the question is that can you have a bracha which has a kiyum of havdalah? But it's a maisa of bakasha. In terms of the maisa tefillah, it's bakasha. So the maisa tefillah is incongruent with the kiyum. So that's the machlekes. That's the question. So Rabbi Akiva maintains that you can have a bracha that its kiyum is a kiyum of havdalah. And it's actual, the nature of the tefillah is really bakasha. Whereas a chum maintain can't have, that's not possible. Okay, you mean the machleg, I'm sorry, the machleg is Rabbi Eliezer on one side, and the chacham Rabbi Kiva on the other side. Can you convert it to bakasha? So the question is, can you have a bakasha that has a different kiyum than bakasha? That's the question. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer maintains you can't. If it's in the tefillah, so it's not just a tefillah's bakasha. It has to have a kiyum of bakasha. But this is a kiyum of avdallah. And that's what it is, basically, a kiyum of avdallah. That's the machlekes. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer seems very logical. You can't be incommensurate. I mean, is it a kiyum bakasha or is it a kiyum avdallah? So it's very nice that you give it a tzuras tefillah, give it a tzuras bakasha, it's very nice. But the fact is, what's the kiyum? The kiyum is avdallah, the kiyum is not bakasha. So you can't do it. You can't be in bakasha. The kiyum odor and the kiyum avdol are not a tie to the sasha, because odor is generic. So it's generic, so you include also avdolah. Okay? In other words, according to Ben Yoni, you're giving odor on the fact that you have the schus to be mavdol. Okay. Yet it seems the other option was you leave it out. So you have avdolah lakos. You rely on avdolah lakos. Right? I mean, that's what he wants to say. You leave it out. But if somebody asks you for yachid, asks you privately, you tell him not to leave it out, but you tell him you can do it in modem. That's what he's saying. Am I right? So what kind of halacha is this? This private halacha that this yachid asks you for him, you give a ra, but not publicly. I mean, publicly you can't do it. And what's the next shita go? What's the next shita? And then nirin is another step. That if he asks you privately, you wouldn't give a ra that way, even for a yachid. But if he does it, lo madrin and uvda. What does it mean, lo madrin and uvda? What? No, he definitely doesn't have to daven again. You don't tell him not to do it. You leave him alone. That's why he says, no, he doesn't mean lo machzirin way, because he wouldn't go back anyways. But he means lo madrin and uvda means the maisa, the event. You don't change the event. You don't go over and tell him, hey, listen, don't do this anymore. Okay? If you know that he did it. What? Modim is chacham lo balozim yonch chaliyas achar Shabbos. Okay, that's another position. What's the difference between, I guess that we can take up first. What's the difference between modim and between halacha? That explains the mirror. So halacha, if you say it's halacha, you say that they argue. So that they argue, which means that the chachamim hold that it can't be subsumed under modim because of our father we said before. Dawar? then so you can't do it. But the halacha is not like that. Modim is like modim is straight, simple. That's like the svara of the Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you say pligi, it's our svara. It's like the svara of the Miri. So that's the way you have to learn. So you have to learn like this. That this gemara, if you say halacha, so when you have the machlokas, the chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer, you have to say their positions are fixed, the dafka. That when the chachamim say bakasha, they say it's an atachonim, so they meant to the exclusion of it. They didn't just mean that this is superior. But they meant it was against Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer, not yet, it's according to the chachamim. And vice versa. Rabbi Eliezer's position was exclusive. That he maintained it must be in hodah, and you can't convert it into a bakasha. And the chacham maintained that it can't be in hodah because it's a privation. So there's nothing to be give hodah about. So those were the two positions. So halacha means that they paskin like both. They paskin like the svar of the chacham that it can be converted into a bakasha, and they paskin like the svar of Rabbi Eliezer that even though it's a privation, it still can be included in hodah. That's what they paskin. So now, since they pass in both ways, so what did they do? Because they held from both svaras. So now, so kolashana kula, that you have the option of bakasha or hodah, so they said bakasha superior, because that's a katila. Okay? And, but motzoi shabbos shecholios biyamtif, so then you don't have that option anymore. So therefore, what do? You do it in hodah. You do it in hodah. That's the sheet of halacha. Okay, so they're learning that each position is mutually exclusive. It's the dafka. Otherwise, the chacham would have said that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said dafka and bakasha. They could have said af bakasha or af modem. I mean, I guess that's the question here. Was it a definite position or was it a preferable position? So they're learning that each one is definite. And you don't need the word onus. There's just no chavos of dollar. Right? Onus means the guy's an onus. I mean, you don't really need to come onto the concept of onus. I mean, just simply, there's no chavos of dollar. Okay? That's good. It's good. All right. So where are we up to here?
They think the switch is backwards.
Oh.
Now it's on.
Now it's on. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's it. All right. So there's three stages. The first stage was Anshiknas Agdola. And we don't know how that was. And then you have when they were Kaveh and Tfila originally. Then they were Kaveh Alakos, right? Then, now we have Alakos and Tfila. So, Bizman Azeh, according to the Chachamim, there's no problem that you don't do Avdala. Because they hold you, there's no place to put it. So, according to the Mandama that says Halacha, so the Chum will come out without Avdala. So there's no problem because you have it Alakos. But how did they understand the Anshiknas Agdola? How did they do it originally that way? So the answer is because it's not if you couldn't eat because you need havdol in order to eat, so then you'd have a problem. Like malacha, so then you'd have a problem. But if the reason why there's an isra achila is not because of chol and Shabbos, but it's not because of sudas chol versus sudas Shabbos, but the reason is simply because you have a chovas havdolah. So since the chovas havdolah according to the Racham and the Anshiknas Agdolah, was really what? Was really in tefillah. And here there's no makom in tefillah to do it. So therefore, there's no chava. So there's no chava, so it's mutar eat. And when do you have a dol on Shabbos? You have a dol on Motzei Yantif. So I mean, so that's a good ride for the brisker off. Apparently, I mean, so if he forgot it in Chonin Adar, so according to the Rambam, he could say it in Shemei Tefillah. I mean, according to the Tur brings down the Rambam as Yesh Misha Omer. Our Rambam doesn't have it all together. It's amazing. But the Kafach has it that not a Yesh Misha Omer, but actually Shita Saram. And he maintains that all the old Kisveya, that's the way they have it. Now, Shita Saram is you can't say it in Shema Tefillah. But Taisva says you can't. Taisva says, on Daf Chav Tesman Alf, Nesh Yachlom Shema Tefillah. Kidama Shah Lam Srachov Shmetfila Vadafkit Srachov, Gugan Shiesh Cholovzah Beso or Shatzok Zdeamayam. Duhume ain't fila, Vachain Shaila. Aval has karvav dolo shaor shvachim osir. Sha'ina me ain't shamayat fila. Okay, so it's Machlegis Shana, Machlegis Taisun Rama. Okay, so what's the Machlegis?
Well,
So it seems to be the same machlokes. In other words, machlokes is that really it's a kiyum of avdala, but it's a maisa tefila of bakasha. It's a maisa bakasha. The act is converted into an act of bakasha, but the kiyum is really a kiyum of avdala. So the machlokes is in shamea tefila. Do you go by the tsuras hamaisa, in other words, the maisa tefila, which is a maisa bakasha? Or do you go by the kiyum, and the kiyum is a kiyum of adullah, it's not a kiyum of bakasha, so you can't put it in shmei tefillah. That's what they should hold. Even though what? Even though in chon and ados, you definitely go by the maisa. In other words, the reason why in atachonin it's okay, because it partakes of the bakasha's atachonin. In other words, what they did was, they gave it a tzuras bakasha, and now it partakes of the bakasha of atachonin. But in shomei atfilo, you can't put it in shomei atfilo, because it's not a bakasha b'fnei atzma, and it's not a part of bakasha shomei atfilo. And the only thing you can include is something which is essentially a kiyum bakasha. It has nothing to do with the nusach shmakaleinu, but shmakaleinu is a heading for bakasha. So you can insert any bakasha, but it has to be a kiyum bakasha. Okay. I mean, Yaakov's mentioning a good point. According to Taisvis, it would seem that you're not yotze if you put it in shmakaleinu, since it doesn't belong there. So you don't have to daven over again, but it's a hefsek. So you wouldn't be yotze. So you wouldn't be yotze. So mandam matin medrash lo dashinim barabim avaluruya marin liyochid lasos karebi eliezer biyantu shcholias becha b'shabbes. Mandam anirin aruya nami lo marinin viyovid lo madrinin uvda. We don't interfere with him. We let him keep doing his way. And modim is chacham lo rabbalos biyantu shcholias becha b'shabbes. Okay. Yeah. So what do you say? What's the concept of matan? I mean, halacha we understand, and modim we understand also. I mean, modim makes sense, and halacha makes sense. But what is matan? I mean, what is this matan business? That's correct. I mean, from the Gemara, when the Gemara brings in matan, why does the Gemara bring in matan? Because the Gemara says that halacha meklal de pligi. No, who says that they argue? So he says you're right. So you say matan. So the question is, if they don't argue, so why can't you darshan bepirkin? I mean, if they don't argue, it's a low pligot. They don't argue in that case. That's why I believe that the reason why Rashi mentions twice that, especially on the matin, he says, "Amanda on matin, medrash lashon Rama avaluru marin liyachal laskar b'lado biyamta shecholias becha b'shabbes." Why does he mention? Of course, that's what we're talking about here. And then on modem again, he says, "Modem chamar b'lado biyamta shecholias achar shabbes." Why does he mention that twice? I mean, what is the purpose? The answer is what Rashi's trying to point out is that it's a machlokas. These two deis, whether you say modim or whether you say matin, there's another machlokas. The machlokas is it part of the kviyas tefillah? If you say modim, so then what you're saying is the chachamim agree that it's part of the kviyas tefillah of birkas modim, b'yanta shechaliyos achar Shabbos. But if you say matin, so what you're saying is not the chacham or moda. The chacham won't have a moda. And the chacham never held its kavua, sometimes in atachonein and sometimes in modem. And that yamta shecholi asachar Shabbos makes it into a new kvias, havdalah. There is no new kvias. But you can be yotze in modem because the chachamim don't disagree with the idea that it could be nitfas in modem. That it can be incorporated into modem. So if that's the halacha, so then what happens is bepirkin you don't darshan because there's no halacha that's kavua in modem. But if a private person asks you, so you can tell him why, because he can have a kiyum avdol and tefillah by including the modem, since the chachamim really didn't argue and they didn't hold mutually exclusive positions that it can't be an odah. They just held that really it should be in Bakasha. But they didn't hold it's impossible to be in Hodah. Okay, but they held Bakasha is preferable because that's Ikra Tefillah. So since that's their Svara, so they held it was Kavua and Atachone. But they never held that when you have a happenstance of Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achar Shabbos, that in that happenstance the Kviyas is switched. That now the Chacham were Koveya not from Atachonim, but they were Koveya in Modim. They don't hold from that. So therefore, since it's not Kavua in the Bracha of Ma'avodah, so you can't Darshan it Bepirkin, because Darshan it Bepirkin means this is Halacha. This is where the Kviyas of the is. That's what I think Rashi mentions twice, because in Modim, what he's saying is, in Modim they hold that there were two kviyas. There's a kviyas for chol, which is not the chonin, and then there's a kviyas for what? For Motzoi Shabbos, shecholios biyomtif. Two kviyas. That's the question. That's what Rashi brings down. The question is, in tefillah, would the chachamim make two kviyas? Or no, since Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achar Shabbos is a happenstance, so there's no kviyas in the bracha of Avodah. That's the question of Ari. Are you mora for the Pirkin, or you only mora for Yachid? Yes. According to the Mandam, it holds Matin. He holds that you can't have a kviyas for one case of Be'echad B'Shabbos. Okay, but what about according to the Mandam, it holds Modim? He holds you have a kviyas even for one case of Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achar Shabbos. What does he hold? What's his far? You could say he holds that there's two kviyas. Okay? But you could say that the kviyas really isn't tefillah. But sometimes it's tofes atachonein, and sometimes modim. The kviyas isn't tefillah. That's where the kviyas is. It's not a kviyas in atachonein. It's a kviyas in tefillah, but it's taken up by Atachonin. So Atachonin can't take it up, so then it falls to Modim. Okay? So that's the sheet that it holds Modim. So the question is, how is it structured? Is it structured as a kviyas and a bracha? If it's structured as a kviyas and a bracha, so then we say it has to be like every Motzei Shabbos. But in a happenstance case, you don't say that. Okay, you're missing the kviyas. But if you say the halacha is that essentially it's kviyas betfilah, but where it's possible, atachonin takes it up. But where that's not possible, so then modem takes it up. Okay, that's the sheet that holds modem. Okay? Okay, what's the sheet of nirin? What's the sheet of nirin? They don't stop him, but you don't give a raw to do. See, what is the language of Matan? Rashi says that Matan is your Aruyim Arin Liyachid, but you're not Lo Dashina Barabim, right? Yeah, okay, that's the effect. But what does Matan mean? The word Matan. So the word Matan means we bend it. We bend it. What do you mean we bend it? It means that really, really there's no real kvias. But since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can be Yotze, you can have a kim of Avdolah through Modim, so even though there's no real kvias, Rabbi Eliezer, you can have a kim of Avdolah through Modim, so we bend it. Okay? That's what Rashi says it means. You don't darshan it publicly because it's not really part of the kvias habracha. But we bend it. In other words, we go for the kiyum because according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a kiyum. All right, and the Chachamim don't disagree with him, and they hold that there's a kiyum also. So we bend the halacha. That's what it means, matan. Okay, what does nirin mean? What is nirin? What's the linguistics of nirin? Nirin means it seems that way. Right? That's what it means, right? So what does it mean it seems that way? It seems that way means that there's a question, really, of whether the position of the Chachamim and the position of Rabbi Eliezer are mutually exclusive. If they are, so according to the Chachamim, what would happen? Can't do it. So nirin means it seems it's mistaver to say that they're not mutually exclusive. That's nirin. It's nirin like that. Okay? So, therefore, that really goes back similar to the Gemara and that you showed me in my cutting, right? And Tainus. Well, what does it in Tainus? Chav Zayin. Chav Vav Beis. Okay. You had a Rashi over there. So I was thinking about that. So Nirin means it's Nira like that. It means it's Mestava like that. That's what Nirin means. That's what the language means. Nira. Nira means it's not 100%, but that's what the Shikul HaDas is, that the that's Mestava like that. So since it's Halacha of Mestava, so what's Mestava? What's Mestava is that the Chachamim and the Rabbi Eliezer are not mutually exclusive. That's Mestava. So that's why Aruyi Lomo Rinin, because we're not 100% certain. It's only Nirin, because maybe they are mutually exclusive. And if they are, we have to go like the Chachamim. So then it wouldn't be good. But it's nearer that it's not. It's Mestava that it's not mutually exclusive. So therefore, you can't be Aruya, you can't give Hara on it. But what you don't do is if the guy does it, so you don't stop him. You don't stop him. Okay? Right. That's correct. That's correct. It would seem the way. So Nirin means it's Mestava. So Mestava means you can do it yourself. And if somebody else does it, you don't stop them. But you can't give Hara because you're not certain.
But in Matin, you're certain that they would agree.
That's right. In Matin, you're certain that they would agree. But they would definitely hold it's a kiyum. But the only thing is, there's no kfiyus tefillah. So since there's no kfiyus, so you can't give Hara on it. But Rashi's mashmos is that the difference between modim and between what? And between Matin is the question is, were they Koveya for that happenstance? Was there Kvius for that happenstance of Yenta Shecholios B'Yecha B'Shabbos? Okay. Yeah, that's it. So Reb Zera didn't know the memory at the time. That's why the Gross take out the Dalit. Because Reb Zera responded and he said, Matin. So he didn't know the memory. But later when he heard the memory and he analyzed it, so he said, Nekota Reb Chiyabar Abba B'Yotcha, the Dayek V'Gama Shmaitzim V'Pumad Amara Shaper, Keroch Bada Pumpadisa. Okay, so what is Rashi saying? Yeah, so Rashi says, he's Medakta B'Lashon Rav Kaveba Simonim, Shalei Yischalach Lom Nirin B'Matin Abba Modim. So apparently, I mean, yeah, and that's right. So Rashi says, Lo Hai Yadayna Lo Nirin V'Lo Modim V'Lo Matin, but it doesn't mention V'Lo Halacha. Why not? The reason is because they really hold like the principle of halacha. It's true they don't hold the hachra of halacha, which would be that they do it in modem, but they hold by the underlying principle, namely that the machlokes is mutually exclusive. So the chacham maintained that you can't do it in modem. And that's why it says that we hold like the Chachamim, really, that's mutually exclusive. But we don't hold Matin, which means that they would agree that according to Rabbi Eliezer, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer, or actually the held was a Kfiyus, which is Modim, or else Nirin. They know from any of those. That according to the Chachamim, you could be Yotzei according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Then you wouldn't have to set up
the whole thing. So they held the Chacham and maintained that what? You can't be Yotzei in Modim. So the Chacham didn't have anything. So the Anshei Knesset Gedolah had nothing and there was no Avdolah. Okay?
All right. Even if it were Nirin.
That's true. Now, I was mentioning a good point that if they would have held even Nirin, and even though it wouldn't mean that the Halacha is really in Modim, you can't give Hara, but since it's Nirin, it's Mestaver, that the Chacham hold you could be Yotzei through Modim, so they wouldn't set up a Tadienu. They wouldn't set up a Tzadiyana. That's a good point. That's definite. One thing's definite in Rashi. That Rashi's saying that the Atav HaChatana is an introduction. That really, you really should start off with Vatit Nilano. Because that's what, that's how you mask the Yom. Vatit Nilano Shalom, like, you know, more than Shalom HaMazas Yom, the Yantav. So really you should always start off with Vatit Nilano. But why can't you start off with Vatit Nilano? Because you need an introduction. So the introduction is Atav HaChatana. Okay? The introduction is Atav HaChatana. So Rashi says that Atav HaChatana will serve now as an introduction for Vatodienu. Because instead of saying Vatitan Lanu Moedin L'Simcha, you're saying Vatorishenu Kedusha Shabbos U'Kvod Moed V'Chigigas Arego. Okay? So it's in place of a titan lana. It's in place of a titan lana. Ata v'chatan is an introduction. So instead of saying v'titan lana shalom kinu versus v'titan lana is an introduction. So you can complement the ata v'chatan with v'todienu, just like you can complement the ata v'chatan with v'titan lana. Okay. In other words, the ata v'chatan introduces the kedusha sayom. So instead of introducing the kedusha sayom, instead of mentioning the kedusha yom and complementing the ata v'chatan with v'titan lana, so you complement it with v'torishenu, v'todienu, which has v'torishenu, kedusha shabbos, chod moed. So you're mentioning the kedusha yom. You're mentioning kedusha yom. So instead of mentioning kedusha yom with v'titan lana, you mention kedusha yom with v'todienu. Okay. You mention the inyan of kedusha yom. And then what do you say? And then you say that there are two kedushas, ben kedusha shabbos and kedusha yom tov v'vdalta. Rashi is singling out ben kedusha shabbos and kedusha yom tov v'vdalta, and then he singles out again v'vdalta v'kedusha samcha yisob v'kedusha secha. Why doesn't he just say l'kishiyagia v'vdalta v'kedusha samcha yisob v'kedusha secha yom v'titan lana? If all Rashi was interested in doing is telling me where to put it, I mean, that's what he should have done. But you see, Rashi wants to really teach you the idea of Atodienu. So the idea of Atodienu is simply that they couldn't introduce Avdola, because Anshe Knesset Gdola didn't introduce Avdola. So what did they introduce? They reintroduced the Kedusha Sayom. How did they do that? They mentioned the whole class of Kedusha Sayom. They mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov, basically. And once they mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov, so now Agav Orcha, the Mosef Shevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil between these two things. So it comes in as an accident of the Kedusha Sayom. But now Rashi has to explain, how do you get Ben Yisrael La'amim? How do you slip Ben Yisrael La'amim in? I mean, you can't just put it there because of Havdalah, because you can't introduce Havdalah, in Bracha and Tzoyas, because Anshe Knesset Gdola were not Masakin Avdola there. So therefore Rashi says, if Dalta Vikidashta Samcha Yisrael B'Kedusha Secha, when you get there, Yom HaVatitan Lana Hashem Elokeinu Mo'ad Nasmucha. What he means is that's an introduction to Vatitan Lana. That's how they got it in. That's how they slipped it in. Okay, so nothing could be mentioned in Bracha and Tzoyas B'Toras Avdola. That's Keneged HaChachamim. That's connected to Halacha, because they never were Masakin Avdola. But the way they did it was, they reintroduced the Kedusha Sayom, and talking about the Kedusha Sayom, they spoke about the fact that Ben Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Yom Tov Vivdalta, Al Sof HaShevach. And then, as an introduction to Vatitan Lanu, they introduced Ben Yisrael Amen. So that's what Rashi means. What Rashi means is that it's b'makom v'titan lana because kedusha sayom. And then when he's magia to ben kedusha v'kedusha v'dalta, so that's the kima of avdala. That's the kima of avdala. And then he's mosif if dalta v'kedusha because it's an introduction to v'titan lana. Okay, so Rashi says three things. He says it's b'makom v'titan lanu, which means that it's kedusha sayom. Because what is v'titan lanu? Kedusha sayom. So they introduced it as kedusha sayom, in order that you should be able to come, you should be able to reach the part of ben kedusha shavuz gizyon v'dalta. So you should be able to reach avdala, and then you yotze the kiyum of avdala between of yontif. But now you want to have Ben Yisrael Amim, so because you have to say Vatitan Lano, so if Dalta Vikidasha Samcha Yisobu Kedusha Secha Vatitan Lano Hashem Elokeinu, it goes together. So if Dalta Vikidasha is an introduction to Vatitan Lano, okay, that's how you slip it in. What I'm saying, the Pshat and Rashi is like this. That Rashi really should have said, "Ulekishi yagia leviv dalta v'kedashta samchasabek v'shesecha yom avatitan lana." That's what Rashi should have said. Okay, why did Rashi bring in the first part, ben kedusha shabbos v'kedusha yom tov v'dalta? Why did Rashi bring that in? v'chule, because what Rashi's saying is that it's b'makom v'titen lano. In order that, in other words, when Rashi says l'kishi agia ben k'dushasav l'zion v'dalta, why didn't Rashi just say jump right away to v'dalta g'dashta? Because if he wanted to tell you where it is, that's what he would do. But if he wants to tell you, if he's setting up the kiyumim, he's setting up. So he's telling you, he says, when you reach these two kiyumim, that's why he puts in the first one, because the first one is a different kiyum than the second one. The first one is a kiyum in the Kedushas Hayom. The second one is a kiyum in Vatitan Lano, an introduction to Vatitan Lano. And that's why Rashi says, when you get to this point, and he mentions two different points. Why? Because he's singling them out as separate entities in terms of the way they're masaking it. And when you get to, in other words, the reason why he brings in both, the first one, is because the first one is a separate kiyum. That's why he brings it in. He's not trying to tell you where the place is. He's trying to tell you that when you get to these two kiyumim, because the first one is a kiyum in the Kedusha Yom, and the second one is brought in as an introduction to Vatitan Lano. So that's why I mentions both, because he's trying to alert you to the fact that each one has its own, has a different conceptual position. That's right. He's trying to take you through the conceptual positions of the tefillah. That's correct. You're right. Rashi says, "Umasayim akayisav asmanim." Why? Because it's all one. It's all one tefillah. You're right. That's why. Because it's all kedushas hayom. It's not avdala. That's why he mentions that. "Umasayim akayisav asmanim." Because the whole bracha is all on the kedushas hayom. It's not avdala. It's not avdala. It was never introduced as avdala. What? That's how they were allowed to do it. There's nothing wrong. They figured out there's nothing wrong with enhancing the Kedushas Hayom and bringing it in Agav Orcha. Even though the Ashkenazim went on Masak in that way. They weren't Masak in Avdallah. This is not Avdallah. That's an amazing thing. That's right. Well, Rashi isolates the elements. He's speaking about when you get there, not descriptively, but conceptually, halachically, when you hit these two halachic points.
But it has a simple reading also, which is
a that's right. I mean, the simple reading does not, yeah. That's true. Now, Marsha's right, that's good. Of course, the Gemara brings in Vatitan Lano also. Yeah. You see, Vato Dienu is really ties it into Atav HaChatano. That's what Vato Dienu belongs to, is an extension of Atav HaChatano, because you couldn't say, Vashim Chagal Vakarash Alena Karasa. But Torah Shenik Shabbos Kvod Moed. I mean, it doesn't go. So Veshimcha Gadol VaKadosh Alena Karasa, right? Vatodienu Mishpatei Tzidkecha Vatlamdenu Tzidkecha Sanecha. So that's really, it flows from Atav HaChatano. It's Atav. What was the whole Bechira? The whole Bechira is Chachma Mishpatei Tzidkecha Chukei Ratzonecha. That's really that's the tie-in. So really, that really is an extension of Atav HaChatano. And then you have the Kedushas Hayom. And once you have the Kedushas Hayom, so the accent of the Kedushas Hayom is the Shevach of the Havdalah. And then the introduction of the Tikkun Lanu is the Kedushas Yisrael. And that's the Ben Yisrael Lanam. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, the reason is, why you could say the Tikkun Lanu if it's on the Yom itself is because then you just mention the Yom itself. That's fine. But if you're going to speak not in terms of Kedusha Yom itself, but generically about Kedushas, so then you have to go back to introduce that idea by extending the Atav HaChatano. Then you have to extend the Atav HaChatano. In other words, if you're standing in the Yom itself and all you want is an introduction to the Yom, so you say it's Atav HaChatano, it's fine. I don't know. After some says, "I'm going to go invite to London this day." That's fine. But if you're going to talk about, you're going to expand, and you're not talking about this day, but you're talking in general about Kedushas Hayom in general, So then you have to have Vatodieno. You can't just say Vatorisheno. Right. Right, because it's not the yom, it's you're talking generically. So if he's talking generically, so you have to have an introduction. The introduction is that the Atav HaChatanu is Chachma, Chukir Ratzanecha, Lamdeinu, Vatadiyinu, all Chachma, and in that Chachma is the Kedusha Sayom, the idea of Kedusha Sayom in general. Maybe, I mean, according to Rashi, it would seem you can't just have. We have a whole Arichas. Where's ours in the city? According to Rashi, it would seem you can't have Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Ol L'choshech, Ben Yisrael L'amim. I mean, you can't just throw in anything over here, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you can only bring in Ben Kedusha Shabbos, which is Yom Tov Evdalta. That's it. That's what the Rambam has also. Yeah, the Rambam does not have Hevdalta v'kidashto, Sam Chazov v'kidashto. Rashi has as an introduction of Atitin Lano. But it would seem from Rashi and the Rambam, I mean, that these things, you just can't bring them in here. Of course, the whole idea is that they have to come in as an accident of the Gdusha Yom. If you bring in all these things, you're making it into an essence. Right, so according to the Rambam, you don't have Evdalta v'kidashto samchazo v'kidashto. You just have, you go straight. Ben Kedusha Shabbos, L'Kedusha Siyom Tov Evdalta. But somebody asked a good question. Who asked it? How do you get in the Siyom HaShvi Mishesh Yisumei Amasa Kidashto? According to Rashi. So without Chol, the Yom HaShvi Mishesh Yisumei Amasa Kidashto means that's where Kedusha started. Kedusha started from Yom HaShvi, Mishesh Yisumei Masa, from Chol, Kidashta. That's where Kedusha began. That's where the substance of Kedusha originated, exists. And then once you have that, now the Yom Tov draws its Kedusha from that substance, even though it's Muvdal from it, because that's Kaddish V'Yomeid, and this one is Beznes Mekaddish. The Kaddish of Shabbos and the Kaddish of Ozman. But the substance of the Kedusha is still drawn from the Kedusha of Shabbos. And where did that begin? Yom HaShvi, Mishesh Yisumei Amasa Kedashto. That's the foundation of Kedusha. And then you have the differentiation. So first you mentioned the differentiation. But once you mentioned the differentiation, now you have a right to mention the foundation. In other words, it goes downwards. You're mentioning the realm of Kedusha Sayom. So there you mention Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the whole class, okay? And then you mention that there's a differentiation within that class. That follows directly. And then you mention the foundation upon which the differentiation exists. So you just follow it straight through. Basically, according to Rabbi Shmuel, looks like the Chachamim. And you can't, and it excludes modem. That's just a low hayyadan or hayyadan. I don't know if many of those that hold that modem is good. But there's a way Rav and Shmuel want to sock in Marganisa Tuva by simply expanding the Kedusha Yom. So I mean, this is a raya that you could add piyutim. Because otherwise, how can they make Vatar Dina? You can't add to the words of Yanshik Nesak Dola, so then it's not possible. I mean, it's an interesting thing. See, the Amorim did not have an idea that you can't be misaking something because they held the Chachamim basically hold that there's no Atach HaNatano. But they held it. They hold it's lacking a Kiyam Havdalah B'Tfilah. So if you can weave it in through all Safa, a creative Atodienu, so then you'll satisfy what was lacking, in other words, in terms of the Kiyam Havdalah B'Tfilah. They didn't say, they didn't do it, we're not doing it. So I said, where do we get these additional, in our Vatodienu, where did we get these additional Havdalos? Vatavdel Arashem Lokenu, I got to sit here. What they hear is Vatavdel Arashem Lokenu, Vatarashem Kudu Shabbos Chvob Moed Vachagigas Aregel. Okay, so that you have. That everybody has. Okay. So, Then Vatavdil at Hashem Elokeinu ben Kodesh Lachol ben Ol Lachoshech ben Yisrael Amin ben Yom Shvi'i L'Shesh Yemei Masa. Okay. So that, I mean, that we don't have. That we don't have. That we don't have. Right. See, the same Avdolas. Okay. But whatever it is. So in other words, the same Avdolas that we have in Avdolah. In our regular Avdolah. Ben Kodesh Lachol ben Ol Lachoshech ben Yisrael Amin ben Yom Shvi'i L'Shesh Yemei Masa. Okay. But then, of course, you have a problem. You have a repetition because Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Ves Yom Tov Evdalta. Okay, that's okay. But Ves Yom Hashvi Mishesh Yisimei Amasa Kidashta. I mean, that already you said already. Okay, is a kasha? You know, you have it twice. Okay, that's one problem. But the question is, where did that come from altogether? Okay, where did that come from altogether? Because it's not found in the Gemara. It's not found in the Rishonim. All right. So Dov Yankelov showed me it's in the Avudram. The Avudram has it. The Avudram says like this. He says it's from Ibn Hayachi. The Ibn Hayachi tikein lahosif batavdulenu ad Hashem alakenu min ha'am mashal pnei adama ki ato evdalto ben kodesh l'chol v'en or l'chotcha ben yisrael l'amim v'ben yom ha'shvi l'shesh me'em masa ben kodesh l'shav z'gur z'yom to evdalto v'hein sheva avdolos. Okay. So he says, "V'hein sheva havdolos v'yasher be'enai ki lomo ein omrim sheva havdolos k'mo she'omer b'havdolo b'yomtif shecholios b'motzoi Shabbos." Okay, k'mo shekasavnu b'seder leli haPesach. He means in other words, he means when you mavdol alakos. So why should the havdolah and tefillah be lacking? That's his question, and that's why he adds this vatavla, and that's where it came from actually. That's where it came from. The only thing I have to say about it is like this. That the way we interpreted the Gemara, so the way that you included it was not Bataras Avdallah, but it was Bataras Kedusha Sayom. So you can't include a Bataras Avdallah because there was no Tikkun Avdallah in the Bracha Mitzvos. Right? But it's interesting, you see the way the Ibn Yahi was aware of this problem. Because the Ibn Yahya, the way he included it, he said like this. He says, "Vatavdilenu ad Hashem alakenu min ha'amim mashal paneihu adama ki ato hevdalto ben kodesh l'chol." See the way he includes it? In other words, he's including it in the Shevach, Vatodienu ad Hashem alakenu, Vatavdilenu ad Hashem alakenu min ha'amim mashal paneihu adama ki ato. He says, why ki ato hevdalto ben kodesh l'chol v'no l'chosh m'shol ha'amim ben yom ha'shvi l'shesh me'em masa. Okay? So he included it under the Vatodienu. You see? That's why, in terms of God being a Mavdil, Vatodienu, Vatavlim, so Shvacho, he extended the Shvacho Shamakam. But the way we have it, I don't know where the source is for our, the way we have it, it just comes in Vatavdil at Hashem Lakenu. But that would be a problem, because you can't include Avdallah. You can't include Avdallah. It has to come under a heading. And in the Shas, it comes under the heading of Kedusha Sayom. And in the Ibn Yahya, you added, but he cleverly put it under the Shvacha Shel Makom. But even though, I mean, there's no soy, he's the first one to do it. I mean, it's a funny kind of a thing. But there is a source. The Avudim says Yosher Beina. But if you don't have it, he's not saying you're not Yotzer, because nobody else has it. But whatever it is, Yosher ben Eyal is a good Hasafa. It's a good Hasafa. You can add this Hasafa too, because you'll have the Sheva Havdalos. So even though Chazal didn't do it, but apparently he held that if you can do it, you can add that too. But the only thing is, like I said, you see, he was very aware of the problem of just adding Havdalah. That's one thing you see from the Ibn Yahya. That he was aware of our problem, which is a support. I mean, to the way we learned the sugya, that the Marganisa Tuva was really that was the idea of the Marganisa Tuva. That was the great chachma. The Marganisa Tuva was really to put it under the Kedusha Sayyam, slip it in under the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay, he's trying to
say that.
That's what he held. Yeah, he held he could work it in further. Rabbi Shmuel didn't have it. That's correct. He held he have a right to work it in even further. Exactly, you have a right to work it in even further. That's what he held. I mean, he held the Chazal didn't do it. Chazal didn't want to be matriach. Now we have Sidurim. It's easier. I mean, different reading. But apparently he held there's nothing wrong with doing that. That's clearly what he held. Because it was his own Asafa. So he held the view. So he followed the ideas of Rav and Shmuel. And just like they, so he extended it. So he held the lot extended. I mean, lot extended further. That's the problem. The problem is we don't say it the way he said it. The way he said it comes out very good because it's an extension, and you have to slip it in under a heading. But you can't just bring in Havdalah, Petaras Havdalah. The way we have it, it's like Petaras Havdalah. That's no good. In the Avudim, it's on page Shin Aleph. It's on the end the end of Simchas Torah. The end of Simchas Torah. There is another Gemara in Havinenu. The Gemara says that Taf Chofta Samar Aleph. The Gemara says Amar Av Nachman Amar Shmuel. Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu. Chutz Mimotzoi Shabbos Mimotzoi Yom Tovim. Why am Neshsorch Lomar Avdola B'chonin Ados? Okay. Maskefla Rabba Bar Shmuel. V'neim Rab Bracha Revius B'fnei Atzma. Milot Nan Rabbi Kiva Omer. Omer Bracha Revius B'fnei Atzma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bado. So the Gemara says, Otu Kol Hashana Kula Mi Avdinik Rabbi Akiva. Hashna Nami Navit. Kol Hashana Kula Matam Avdinik Rabbi Akiva. Tam Nisrei Tikun Tishrei Lo Tikun. Hochanami Shva Tikun Tam Nilo Tikun. Okay, so apparently the Gemara held that Havinenu, apparently Gemara's Havinenu was Havinenu is not Petaras Sheva. But the Maskana is not, Havinenu is Petaras Sheva. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Akiva's position. But the Gemara says, Maskif lo mazutra, v'nichlo lo mechlal Havinenu ad Hashem alakenu amavlu ben kodesh l'cho, kasha. Gemara can't answer. So the Gemara says, so apparently, but that's the same principle. Havinenu ad Hashem Elokeinu hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So you're extending the shvacho shel makom. You're including it, you're slipping it in under the same method. You're slipping it in under the shvacho shel makom. So the Gemara says that would be legitimate. What? Hamavdil. Yeah, you do say hamavdil. That's true. I mean, but over here, this is the only phrase you have. Because he has another phrase in the Ibn Yahri. He has, that's how he slips it in. So over here, they're slipping it in that way. So you see the same principle, the same idea in this Gemara as well. That you could slip it in under a different heading. That's fine. And the Gemara says, Kasha, Gemara doesn't have any answer to that. No answer. I mean, there's no way to answer the question. In other words, according to the Ibn Yarchi, I mean, it's a continuation of Atah Odienu. Atah Odienu Hashem Alakenu Smishpatei Tzidkecho, Bat Lamdeinu Tzchukei Ritzonecho, Atavdolenu Hashem Alakenu Manam Hashapnei Adam. It's all one continuous Shevach. Okay? Yes. And why doesn't it say, this question is, why doesn't it say Atah Rishenu Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov? I mean, why does he go chvod moed v'chagigas aregel? I mean, v'tanchilenu the Gra takes out, the Rambam takes it out. But it would seem that the expression of chvod moed v'chagigas aregel, I mean, demands some explanation. So yeah, it means, but I think that's right. V'tarishenu kedushas Shabbos really means the materia prima of kedusha, which you have in Yontif. Okay, because Tchila Mikroi Kodesh, that's what do you infuse the Yontif with? Of course, it's Bidei Adam, it's Yisrael as the Mekadesh, but they Mekadesh it with the Kedusha that's Noveya from Shabbos. And without the Kedusha Shabbos, you can't, there's nothing else. What are you going to impart the Yontif? I mean, it's a Kedusha. Where does the Kedusha come from? The Kedusha comes from Kedusha Shabbos. So he's telling you the elements. The elements are Kedusha Shabbos, and then this, which is not for Shabbos, because really this Shevach is a Shevach on Yontif, because it's B'makom Atitimano, so it's Moadim. So it's telling you the elements of. See, it could have said V'atarishin Kedusha Yontif V'chvod Moed V'chagigas Areil, but that would imply that Kedusha Yontif exists on its own. So that's why it had to start off with Kedushas Shabbos, because that's really the substance from which you draw to create a Kedushas Yantif. Okay? So that's why the element is Kedushas Shabbos. But it doesn't mean Kedushas Shabbos insofar as the Yom HaShvi is concerned. It means Kedushas Shabbos insofar as the Kedusha from the Yom HaShvi is borrowed to create Yantif. You borrow from the Yom HaShvi, from the Kedusha of the Yom HaShvi. So it's talking about the abstract Kedusha. Okay? So that's why it has Kedushas Shabbos, Kavod Moed, because the Yantif has Kedusha, it has Kavod, and has a Kiyumin Migdash of Chagigas Aregel. So that's an explanation of the Mishpatim, Yesharim, Torosim, as Chukim and Mitzvos Tovim. Okay, so now it goes into an example that an Yantif is broken down to Kedusha, Kavod, and Chagiga. Okay? I would say that the reason why it says Chagiga, not Riyah, is because the Chagiga is Koveya, the Zman, Tochol Glad Hashem Alekecho. And that's why Riyah is there. But the Kviya Zman is really the Karban Chagiga. Shiva Shalom, Tochol Glad Hashem Alekecho. So the Chagiga is really the Koveya that creates the Zman Chagiga. And on that Zman Chagiga, Shiva Shalom, Tochol Glad Hashem Alekecho. So that really, that's why the Rambam calls it Hilchos Chagiga, not Hilchos Riyah. And because of the Shem of the Yomim as a Kiyum of Chag, that's why the Olas Riyah is in that Zman. Chaga, Chugu, yeah, Chugu Chaga, Chugu Chaga. That's the Yom, it's Kovei the Yom, gives the shame of the Yom Chagiga. Yeah, the one difficulty with the Ibn Yarchi is, he puts in he puts it in after the Torah Sheni, which is the right place for if you want to put it in. But the only problem is that is really generic, like Atavachatan Mikol Amim, and it's going on Kol Yisrael. And Torah Sheni is already getting down to the specifics of the elements of Yontif. And now to go back and say, now you're actually going backwards to Atavachatana, the theme of Atavachatana, Kedusha Sam Yisrael. You're already finished with that, and you already started to get into the specific elements of Kedusha's Yontif, which is Kedusha Shabbos, Chavod, Moedah, Chagigas, Aregel. Then you go straight into Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yontif, Evdalta. I mean, that makes sense. So it is out of order. It is out of order. It is out of order. Okay, I mean, that is a problem. All right. I mean, if you put in the Vatan Chilenu, you have all the elements. You have Simchas Yontif, you have Kedushas Yontif, and the Chag in Adova, we're saying, means the fact that the Chag is Koveya this month for Balta Achar and Adar and Adavis. So apparently that's a function of the Regal. That's a function of the Regal. So they include that function. What? Where do you have Kedushas? Now you say Vatarish Yontif. Now you say about Torah Sheni Kedushas Shabbos. Now you go back to the fact that the Moadei Kodesh came from the source of Kedushas Shabbos. About Torah Sheni Kedushas Shabbos. But then you'd have more elements. But the funny thing is, I think the reason why the Gro and the Ram take it out is because of the Seder Advarim. I mean, the Seder Advarim, it would seem to be that Kedushas Shabbos Achvod Moadei Chagigas Aregel should come first. Then you want to add, I mean, it should be the reverse order, it should be. But the Gron Rambam, but meantime, the Gron Rambam take it out. Others, the Mazavitri has it, and the Rav Amram Goyen has it as well. Okay, so it's a machlekes. Good idea. My little son is a good idea. That Vatan Chilenu is Mane Sason. All right, Moedei Kodesh is a question whether it belongs or not. Okay. But, and Chagin Adava. So he wants to say that it has to do like Vahayol Osos Ulamoadim Ulyamim Vishanim. So there is a certain Kedusha in the fact that Zman is organized in the Torah. That there's Zmanim. There's a concept of Zman. So Vatan Chalena Zman Esason is really the Kedusha Yisrael that emanates from the fact that there is in Zman. Zman was something which was taken and translated into a Kedusha, the concept of Zman. So the Zman Esason, well, the question of Moedei Kodesh belongs there or not, but Moadim could be also in terms of Zmanim. So there's moe b'tara zman. And then vatarishenu is really the substance of the substance of the kedushas. That this kedusha, this cover, this chagiga, vatanchilenu. Yeah, because the pshat is vaylos is the ma'adim. Why is ma'adim mentioned al shem ma'asid? But the answer is, what it's saying is that just like the natural differentiations that you have in the that are caused by the solar system. Motivate man to do different, engage in different activities. So too, it is natural for man to engage in the activities of Yontif, in the Talmud Torah, the ideas of Yedias Hashem. I mean, all the concepts of Yom Tov. So the Zman, the concept of Zman, which is a concept that the natural order engages man, motivates man to engage in various activities. So too, it is natural for man, that natural order was created to motivate man to engage in activities of Yom Tov, of Yom Tov. Vayilosus l'mo'adim. Vayilosus l'mo'adim. As a matter of fact, you say, Mekadosh Yisroel, Vazmanim. Vazmanim. So the concept of Zman is really to show that the natural order, this is a component of the natural order. The Kedushas Yontif is really reflects the whole creation in the sense that the whole creation is made to cause man to engage in various activities and different changes, Yom, Lila, and the some of the different constellations which reflect the different seasons. So the whole system, the whole solar system, is a system which naturally is made for man to differentiate between the different times and to relegate activities to different times. And that's why Yom Tov is built on that system, to show that this is a natural order of man. Mekadosh Yisroel v'Hazmanim. So that's why he has Vatanchilenu Zmanei Sason. And if it means Moadei Kodesh, if you keep Moadei Kodesh, it means not the Kedushas Moed, but it means Moadim, like Vayel Osos Moadim. Yom v'shanim, Moadei Kodesh, and Chagin Adavah, which means that the Zman also functions as a koveya in terms of the in terms of a person's chiyuv in tzedakah. Motzes l'sevah tishma v'sisa, and the Dharma and the Adavos. Kashen adat l'shem l'kach and adavah. So that's an essential element in man, and the Zmanim that are kavua, that a koveh, the Balta Acher, are the Zmanei HaMoadim. That's, so it's all the concept of Zman. It's all the concept of Zman. That's good, yes. And then Vatarashenu is the substance of the Kedushas. But it's an extension of Mishpatim, what was it, Mishpatim Tovim, and Chukei, right. But so it's an extension of Mishpatei Tzidkecha and Chukei Ratzonecha. The Yotzat Tfilos and the Vatodienu, so he mentions that that the Rambam, that some one of the, I think it was one of the Achronim, was Ma'orer, that you shouldn't say Vatodienu at Hashem Elokeinu. He says all the main schos don't have at Hashem Elokeinu. So I was thinking that fits in very well with what we said. Because it's an extension of Atavachatana. So if you say Arashem, he says Ram doesn't have it, and a lot of Nesachos don't have Arashem Elokeinu. So it makes a lot of sense, because if you're going to say that, like we said, it's an extension of the Atavachatana, so why are you saying Arashem Elokeinu? Like you're starting from something new. It's all a continuation. So the Arashem Elokeinu doesn't belong there. It's good aura. And the Ram doesn't have it, he says. Ram doesn't have it, and many Nuschos do not have it. He has it here, and it's in the Otsar Tfilis. That it's not in the Tfus Shuncino, Venitia, Basilia, Krakow, Vachelas, Bahag, Basit Ramgren, Rampag, Bez Mokhsil, Allah, Bez, Ubavudra, Ubapiske Rid, Ubishas, Ksav Yashan, Mishnas, Pei, Batodienu, Mishpate, Sitkecho, Umishpatei Torah Secha v'chukei Ratzonecha. So apparently it's not, it wasn't in Rav Amram, so you can't go by the Shas. You know what I mean? There was another Nisach HaShas. But according to that Nisach, it makes perfect sense that it makes perfect sense that you should omit it because it's a continuation. The question of Anshik, let's take a look at what Anshik Nesek Dolo Masakein. So Reb Yehuda HaChassid says, Lamak Shetamud HaChi Elohacha, Gabi Avdolo, Il Gabi Tfilos Balakarium, Mishim Debahani Pshitlu She'en Lam Lashkoch Zasa Takan, B'dover HaMotzui V'Rogil Todir B'chol Yom, B'chol B'nei Adam, U'lekach Lohoy Elam Lashkoch. That's what he says. Okay. That's one source. So the Ritva says, the new Ritva, which is the same as the Shita Mekabetzis and the Sefer Bracha Meshaleshes on Brachos. So he has the same exact Lashon. He says, but it's a little bit, it lends itself to a little bit of a different interpretation, but the Lashon is like this. The Lashon is that, where is that? Nechzi Ezra Hechi Tikun Pirish Tibidvarn Shev Gilin Kol Yom Kimo Elu Lekele Flugi. That's all it says. Lekele Flugi. Full different. Taisvis, he doesn't say about forgetting. He just says Lekele Flugi. He doesn't say why Lekele Flugi. But that's the Lashon HaRitvah, basically. The Lashon HaTaisvis is on Chof Beis Amid Beis. Chof Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says by Balei Keryon, because the question was which ones require tefillah, which ones don't. I mean, cholal, onsa, the whole thing of it. So he says, Baharbe mekomos gabe shi'or takonos lo parach Gemara hachi. Gemara doesn't ask this question in a lot of places. El shayni hocha de dover harogil b'chol yomhu al kain onu zuchurim. Okay? But you see, then I could understand. Because, I mean, it's a big Torah. And the Bali Masorah had to receive everything, and a person is only human. Not everybody has 100% photographic memory. So certain details, I mean, certain details were lost. I mean, okay, you know, I mean, you can't help it. Certain details were lost. So you have machlekes. But I mean, but there is a problem though. There is a, what I don't understand is the case in Ervin. That I don't understand. Like you have a Gemara in Ervin on Daf Mem Amad Aleph and Amad Beis. So the question is, which has to do with tefillah. So the question is, Amar Rabba, Ki Avinim Be Rav Huna Iboilon Mahu Lahaskir Sharash Chodesh Baruch Shana. Okay. Even the chalukim of Masaf and Armina, Dom Zikar and Echad Ol Lakan Lakan. So, from the Gemara itself, you could say that it's going on the middle of the bracha. On Batit and Lana Shalakino, Mamazor Rasmasan is Yom Zikar Nasa. So do you say Asiyam HaZikar Nezeh V'Asiyam Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, or you say Asiyam HaZikar Nezeh and Zikar Nechad Ola Lakan Olakan? Right? But Rashi seems to say that it's even going on the Chasima. Okay? Right, but before I get to that, the question would be, let's say, for instance, take a look at some of these machlekes. The machlekes, for instance, on whether or not on you have Shabbos. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Shcholes B'Shabbos. B'Sham Yomim Mespal Eser, B'Sulam Mespal Teisha. Okay, so what happened over there? I mean, they forgot it. Do you know what I mean? And what? Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, the whole Mishnah is very, very Shchiach. It's very Shchiach. What? Every few years. Right. I mean, how could you say that? I can say they forgot when Rosh Chodesh Chalos B'Shabbos. And the Gemara Shmuel HaKotan. I mean, the way I understand the Gemara is that The Gemara says that Shimon Apakuli, here's the Yud Ches Brachos Ram Gamliel, I'll say to Biyavna. Amal Ram Gamliel Lachom, Kum Yesh Adam Shedel Sakim Bech Satsukim, how much more cut in the Tikna? So, over there, what happened was, they were asking him for the Nusach of the Bracha. Lashon Acheres Shachacha. What happened? How could he forget it if he's davening every day? It says, V'hishkif Pashtayim V'shalosh Shos V'loha Aluhu. So, I mean, the way I understand Gemara is that they asked him for the Nusach. He gave him the good Nusach. And then he left, and he didn't know whether they were Kaveya the Nusach or not. So he davened Yud Ches. And then the next year, when he came back, they asked him the Mispalin and told him that they were Kaveya. So he, when he got to it, he's trying to remember. He thought he'd remember what he said, but then when he got to it, he realized that he didn't remember it. I mean, that's possible. You have another problem. Maybe he forgot. Maybe they told him after. After Davin Tfilah B'Lachash. I mean, I don't know. It's cases. It's a case. But over here. I mean, over here is very difficult. I mean, every year, Rosh Hashanah Chol Yos B'Shabbos, is it nine brachas or ten brachas? I mean, that's machlekes B'Shamah B'Sol. And then you have other machlekes. In that same Gemara, you have other machlekes. Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. B'Shamah says Shmono, B'Shalom, Mispal Sheva. And then you have other machlekes. You have Shabbos Chol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chol Shemoyed, Arvah Shachos Minuch Mespal Kedag V'Sheva, V'Omer Me'in Amor B'Avodah, Rabbi Eliezer M'Avodah. Okay, so it's Machlokes whether you say Yalav Yavo in Ritzei, or you say it in Hodah. I mean, a lot of these Machlokes.
Well, Machlokes isn't so common, right?
What's that? Our case in Atachonim?
Yeah.
No, every week Atachonatana.
Oh, that was Machlokes.
Yeah, every week Atachonatana. Yep. Now, so I was thinking that maybe the pshat is that the Anshei Knesset, that why would the Anshei Knesset go to Masakin? Because people couldn't, like the Rambam says, they couldn't formulate properly the Lashon HaKodesh of Tefillah. So the Anshei Knesset Gedolah had to formulate. But maybe they didn't formulate for different occurrences, like Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. They didn't make a formula there. And I would say the reason is because it's not, they knew, in other words, something that's constant, Mesudah B'Fi HaKol, that everybody has to do it all the time, there they were Masakin. There they had to be Masakin. But something which is not a common occurrence lacks in the din sidur tefillah. It's not sidur because it's a happenstance. So over there they weren't masakin. There was no takana. So since there was no takana, there was no din takana of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So a person that has a svara on with regard to the elements that are involved has a right to go up as far. Like, Yemaski Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. So, Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. I'm sorry, what's Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos? I mean, Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. That's the case of what? Of whether it's Teisha, whether it's Mespal Teisha and Misa, or whether it's Asar, right? So over there, they weren't Mesader and Nusach. Because since it's not Dvarim Shebechol Yom, so it doesn't have a din of Sidur. So they simply weren't Mesader. So since there's no, since they weren't Mesader, so they didn't close the, they weren't Koveyat. So now if you have a Svara, so you could do the Svara your way. So Beis Shammai had a Svara that Shabbos should be Koveya Bracha L'Atzma. So that's why he was Mispal Asara. Okay? Because, in other words, the din of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah being Mesader is only a din with regard to Dvarim She'odam Ragu Bahen. So they had to be Mesader. But when it came to things that happened since, they weren't Mesader. On the contrary, because it won't work. Because this kehillah will do that way, that kehillah will do that way. and it's something which doesn't happen every day. So therefore, since it lacks, it doesn't lend itself to Seder. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were not Masada. Once they were Masada, the halacha is open now. So if somebody has a piece, what they did personally didn't have halachic psak. Didn't have halachic psak because there was no din sidur tefila there. So now if you have a svara, so you could argue on svara. Do you follow? What? Yeah, I'm talking about sidur tefila. I'm not talking about all the other halachas. In other words, I'm disagreeing with the Bach that Tesfis on Chaf Beis on the Beis should be applied to Lama Gimel Amad Aleph also. I'm saying it's two different things. That Chaf Beis on the Beis is a question of a takana. So there they forgot because the details of who, which Balkari, what type of Balkari is Chayiv and Tefillah, that's a detail. But sometimes B'chol Yom, you can't say they forgot. That I understand. That makes perfect sense. But when it comes to Sidur Tefillah, you have a different problem. Because Rosh Hashanah Cholios B'Shabbos, whether you install a Teisha or a Sara, do you understand? I mean, that seems to be a problem. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Cholios B'Shabbos, what do they do? I mean, you say, a God Lador can't remember what he did last time Rosh Hashanah Cholios B'Shabbos. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? So, therefore, what I'm saying is, what? Oh, yes. Yeah, so in our Gemara, that's what I'm saying, because that's Maisim B'Chol Yom. In other words, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had to fix the sidur siras dvarim of tefillah whenever it was a general everyday practice, because they had to fix the practice. Okay, so therefore, in other words, the whole kviyas of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the nature of the kviyas is a kviyas of maisim b'chol yom, tefillah b'chol yom. That's the nature of the kviyas. But things that occur out of happenstance, okay, things that occur out of happenstance, I mean, that doesn't come under the whole range of the of Sidur Tefillah. So they weren't Masada those things. So, because they couldn't be Masada those things anyways, because what's going to happen is going to be all confusion. It doesn't lend itself to Sidur. Sidur lends itself to Maisim B'Cholim. So the Sidur of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did not have Rosh Hashanah Shcholios B'Shabbos. They didn't have those kind of things. They only had the general Sidur Tefillah. Okay? So therefore, what happens is that since that's what... So they left it open. So now there were Machlokesin about these things. And the Machlokesin reappeared. Or the machlekesin, or there wasn't a machlekesin, and then somebody has a svara that he held that he could argue with the previous. They're all. I mean, they don't have a din of. It's not what it called. Something can't argue on is drabanan. Drabanan is you can argue. So later drabanan, Shammai can come by later, and he can argue. Say no, it doesn't make sense to put it in this bracha. You should put it somewhere else. As long as there was no din kviyas halacha, insofar as the tefillah is concerned. And the kviyas sidur hadvarim and tefillah is something which is a kviyas of sidur of maisim b'chol yom, because that's the nature of the sidur. That's the nature of the sidur. And something that doesn't lend itself to that kind of an arrangement, to that kind of a formula. So the chacham won't have mesakein. So since the chacham won't have mesakein, I mean, it's open. So a baal svar can come along and say, I hold this way. It was never formulated as a takana kavua. Okay, as a Takana Kavua. It's similar to what I'm saying by Shmuel HaKotan also. That they didn't, over there, they had to be accepted, the Pesach had to be accepted, that it's Yutes. So they asked him for the Nusach, he gave him the Nusach. But at that point, it wasn't yet established. Then he came back, it was established, and it was Kavua. Once they were Kavua, they're Kavua. But that requires a Kvias. But the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were not Kavua anything that is not a part of the Seder Dvarim B'chol Yom, because that was the whole purpose of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. What was because people can't don't have the Tzachas HaLashon, so therefore they had to help everybody along in their everyday formula of tefillah. But occurrences that happen through happenstance, it doesn't lend itself to kviyas. Doesn't lend it because it's not Maisim B'chol Yom. That's what I wanted to say. Yes. The only one case, I mean, the one case that is difficult is the case of Mahu Lahaskir Shavash Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because that would seem as a thing, is a thing that happens every Rosh Hashanah. That really, I mean, the Ashkenazi Zohar were Masada Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. I mean, they weren't Masada Malchus Chanas Shofar, so Tkis of the Rav is at the Zohar, but the end of the Bracha, they were Masakein. They were Masakein the end of the Bracha, and from Rashi it appears, did you learn a little bit into Rashi when the Gemara asked a question from Beisham Besul? I mean, the Gemara asked a question over here. See, what is the Gemara's question, Ma'al Lahaskir? Is the Gemara's question B'socha Tfila, B'socha Bracha Ma'al Lahaskir? Or the Gemara's question is on the Chasim as well? You know, I mean, if we Paskin Zikar Nechad Ola Lakan Lakan. So, is the Gemara asking V'titlan Hashem Lakan B'yavu and you don't have to say Yom HaZikar Nazer, and you don't have to say Yom HaZikar Nazer, Yom HaRosh Chodesh Nazer, okay? Or is it a reference to the Chasima as well? Will it affect the Chasima as well? The way Rashi learns, it seems it will affect the Chasima as well. Because the Gemara says, Meisvei, Roshan Shcholias B'Shavuz Hashem Mespal Esther B'Shalam Mespal Teisha Vim Yisro, they have to be Maskir Shorosh Chodesh, so he should require 11. So you must have there. Shiner Shkodesh, Mitosha Kol, Shachris Varvis, Kol Nami Bemusofin. Okay? Kol Nami Bemusofin. So Rashi says, Amav Zer Lolom Tzach Lahaski, Amir Beisham, I brought him on pain after Rosh Chodesh, Lo Boy. The Lab Mishim, the Zakon Rosh Chodesh, Ololo, the Mashmah, the Kivin Rosh Hashanahu, Haina Rosh Chodesh, Kosh Zakon Echol Olakan Olakan, the Ihaven Nami Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh, for Lav Rosh Hashanah, Lo Boy, Le Brach Bethnaas, so it never requires a Brach Bethnaas. Malo Chose Mekadish Shabbos over Rosh Chodesh. Vilkach Rosh Hashanah Nami Chose Mekadish Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron V'Rosh Chodesh. See what Rashi says? So, but the only thing is, but it's not koveya a bracha. It's not koveya bracha. If that's be a kololit, and yechosim mekadesh yisrael v'yom azikaron v'rosh chadashim, and that's according to the shita that zikaron echad ain't olakan olakan, right? That tzorach lahaskir shorosh chadash v'rosh hashanah. So it comes out the chasima itself. It affects the chasima itself. So if it affects the chasima itself, so isn't that a question of every rosh hashanah hayechosim? Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom azikar in Rosh Chodashim, or if Yechosim Mekadosh Yisrael. I mean, it seems the Gemara's question is, how Yechosim? Do I say Zikar Nechad Ol Lakan Ol Lakan? It's not simply a question of if you mask it be'emtza. But it's a question, if I say Zikar is not Ol Lakan Ol Lakan, so you're going to have to be Chosim B'shel Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's, isn't that a chasim of Tfilah every Rosh Hashanah is that way? Yeah, the answer can say a little masak, and you have to mask Rosh Chodesh. Okay? And the Nusach may have been, let's say the Nusach was, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'rosh chodesh. Okay? But now the Gemara is questioning, was that because you need to, all the Ika Takana was not the Nusach, the Ika Takana was mask Rosh Chodesh. That's the essence of the Takana. So if you say Zikaron Echad Ol Lakan Lakan, so it's optional. You could say either Rosh Chodesh, or you can be Machavin and Yom HaZikaron for both. For both. So, and if you can, so then you don't need the Rosh Chodashim. So that was the question. Can you get along without the Rosh Chodashim? Okay, if you hold Zikaron Echad Ol Lakan Ol Lakan, so it's not necessary. It's not wrong. I mean, if you say Rosh Chodesh, fine, but you're not mechuyif to say it. So therefore, in order, since remembering the tefillah is very hard, so they were masakeh. They said Zikaron Echad Ol Lakan Ol Lakan. So they stopped saying Rosh Chodesh, because you're mechaven when you say Yom Zikaron for two, because Zikaron Echad Ol Lakan Ol Lakan. Okay, that's what I think. That's what I think you have to say. That's what I think you have to say. The words, the exact words, they didn't set up. They set up the basic ideas, and I mean, there was a lashon there, but they had to set up a lashon. A lashon that flows. But the exact word definitely doesn't matter. I mean, it's mainly the idea expressed in a good lashon. I mean, there was a nusach. But nuschos deviated. You have the svari, the nusach svarad. You have the You have the Nusach Ashkenaz, I mean, a little deviation, that doesn't matter.
The exact word doesn't matter.
If you keep the same conceptual element, so it's the same thing. So therefore, if you hold the Kohen Echad Ol Lakan Ol Lakan, so you can abbreviate.
Right.
The particulars were lost. But what wasn't lost was the bulk of the material. The main material was never lost. And the Derech Halim, the Derech of thinking and analysis, that was never lost. I mean, that was really the main thing to Bali Masari. Because what does Gemara say? That if you lose something, you lose a fact, Achzulim me pilpuli. So we'll work on it in Svara. And you go bust the Svara. And of course, you try to remember and retain as much as you can. But no one says that nothing was lost. I mean, you don't have Gemaras on a lot of Mishnayos. I mean, a lot of Masechtas was lost. Okay? I mean, we're not explaining Yevido Chassid, that's for sure. But I think what we're saying, we go according to the Ritva, would fit into the Ritva. Or the Shita Mekbetzes. I mean, Shita Mekbetzes is an Achram, but he's basically quoting the Ritva. What Yevido Chassid seems to be saying, and I don't know how to work it out, but what he seems to be saying is like this. That's something that you have every day when the Anshe Knesset Gedolah gave out the Takana. So something you have every day is going to be corrected. Even if they heard it wrong, but since he said every day, so everybody, most people are going to have it straight, and it's not going to, one person corrupts it, but you have the whole world is doing it every day, so you have a row of Matzli that is going to prevail. But where you give out a Takana on a once a year thing, it's not something that's b'chol yom. So what happens is, even in the very original takana, there could be different futsos that get it wrong because it's once a year only, and then next year they forget. So now you have different prevailing menhagim. So then the years go on, and even though you have the balei masora, but one balei masora looks around, sees he asks the previous balei masora, do you have a genuine masora as to which one of these menhagim is right? And he doesn't have a Masar on that. He doesn't have a Masar on that. So if he doesn't have a Masar on that, so then you have to work it out in Amasar. But how exactly that happens, I don't know. I mean, no, I don't know the trace of it. But that's what he seems to be saying. He seems to be saying that something that's ruggle b'fi hakol every day from the original Takana, there's not going to be any deviation. Because the whole call takes it over. And every day is not going to be a mistake. But if it's not every day, there's going to be different shittas. So you have different shittas, you're going to have different prevailing menhagim. So then, I mean, then I have the balei hamasara. So you have to say that the balei masara couldn't say that he had a definite masara on that point. So you have prevailing machlekesin. So they had to be on the minion to decide which one's right. I mean, it could be. That's a good possibility. In other words, it could be that since it's not something ma'aseh b'chol yom, so you had different shittas and different nusfos, and one of the balei masora who came from a place that had one nusach, he was convinced that nusach is right, and he didn't ask the previous balei masora. So the next, now you have a breach. And now the next one, you can't ask him because he didn't have a Masara. So the Masara was lost because one of the Bala Masara was convinced that his way was right, and he didn't bother to ask the previous Bala Masara. That's a good possibility. I mean, that seems to be in line with the way Rabbi Chassid is thinking.
But even if the Takana went out,
in other words, there were different Takanas. Not different Takanas. There were different. In other words, the Takana went out, and since it's a once a year thing, so it was confusing. And then different leaders held from different svaras, and they started to, and it became a big machlekes, different shittas, and they were never all dominion on it. And I, the balei masora from generation to generation, so one of the balei masora had one of the shittas, and he didn't bother to ask the previous balei masora at that point because he was convinced about it. Then the next door, they said, "You have masora on it." No, there was no Masara. Lord Masara was lost on it because he held in Svara was good. Svara. So Svara is not good enough. And, now we could argue in Svara again. So, I mean, it's possible. Something like that. I mean, Rida Chassa seems to be going with that kind of thinking. Yeah, in other words, yeah, I know. It's a very difficult Gemara. I mean, the whole Gemara here, the Gemara Lam Gimel Lam Alaf. Amav Betchila, I'm sorry, Betchila Kavua Betchila. So apparently the place is really Tchila, not Kos. Nope, but then Hashiru Kavua Kos. So apparently the place is Kos. So, but you'll say the reason why they didn't have Kos to begin with. So why did they say if a person can afford to, they could do a la Kos? So, all right, so you'll say, maybe you'll say, because they wanted a uniform takana. A uniform takana. Okay? But then when it says, Hanu, Chazuva Kavua Betfila. So then they were Chazuva and Kavet and Tfila again. That's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, right? So, Vahim Amram, Avdu Betfila, Tzorchi Avdla Lakos. So apparently, even though they're poor, you still could be Mavlalako. So why wasn't the first Takana that way? Why wasn't the first Takana also? That, just like in the end when they were Hanu, so we say that they Mavl Betfila and they were also Mavlalako. So in the beginning, they could have made the same Takana. Elamai, it's Mashma, that in the beginning, when they're poor, you can't be Mechayevkos, right? So if that's the case, you can't be Mechayevkos, and the Chazuva Hanu, so why are you Mechayevkos again? Strange. And moreover, let me ask you another question. When it says kavua b'tfila, right? So apparently there's a kiyum and tfila. So when they were hashiru, so why should they be mevatel the kiyum tfila? Why didn't they keep both? Like the Gemara says later, just like Kiddush. Yeah. Yeah. So the Miri says that in the end, they said kol sheyesh lo kos. Yeah, I think I saw that. Kol sheyesh lo kos, yavdu b'tfila lo kos.
So I did it in the beginning.
Right away? Yeah, so the Ritva says, the new Ritva that has the bracha. So it says what they were okered from tefillah.
Yeah.
Okay, otherwise what?
How
yeah, right. No, you're right. So they were okered from tefillah. Okay, fine. So, I mean, so why? What's the reason? And then the entakon, according to this machlekes, whether when the chazur v'henu, whether you say alakos. But let's say, according to all these mandom, let's say alakos also. So chazvanu, you say alakos. So it comes out, that even though you say it betfilah, I mean, you can't say it alakos as well. I mean, so in the original takana, what happened to the original takana? The plain mashmaya sagamari. Yes. Another question is, but the approach is good. But I think Moshe's question also is that why did you need the kos for? Why not? So without a kos, so what? Just make a bracha, right? I mean, I would say like this: that just at first sight, it would seem when it says kavua betfila, that really we don't have to say that Avdol has a shaychas to tefila intrinsically. We don't have to say as a sheches to tefillah intrinsically. Because you see, you say Baruch HaMavl Ben Kodesh L'chol, and it's Matem Malacha. And according to the Rif, that the, you know, the Pistar of the Reb Chaim's son, the Biskarov, so he quotes that Rif over there. That was actually a bracha. So, right, I'm not mistaken, it was actually a bracha. So you see, apparently, that the Birkas HaMavl doesn't require intrinsically tefillah. It's not halacha in tefillah. Okay? So why did they put it in tefillah? Why did they, and your question, what they did before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we say, really, they just said, Baruch HaMavl Mekar Shechol. Well, they made the bracha. Without tefillah. Because it doesn't intrinsically require tefillah. But what happened? What happened was they wanted Havdalah to have a kviyas makom. You see, they wanted it to have a kviyas makom. So that's why it was kavuha betfila. In order to give the Havdalah kviyas. Otherwise, it's simply just, in the air. I mean, anybody, if a person remembers, he says it. Nah, there's no kviyas makom for it. So in order to make the Havdalah kavua, and Klal Yisrael, so they had to look for Kviyas Makom. So where was the first Kviyas Makom? First Kviyas Makom was Tefillah. Okay? And that explains also when it says Ha'eshiru kav uhalakos. Why didn't they just have just the bracha by itself? The answer is because the bracha by itself wouldn't have any din kvias. Wouldn't have a kvias. Alakos is a kvias. Because she is a kos, a double kavur. Okay? So that's why it says Ha'eshiru kav uhalakos. Because it wasn't that it's a kiyum and tefillah. A kiyum tefillah, or that it requires tefillah. Kiyum tefillah, so then how could they be okered from tefillah? If it has a kiyum tefillah, well, how could they be okered from tefillah? So the answer is it doesn't have a kiyum tefillah. The only reason it needs tefillah is because of its own kviyas makom. In order to have the quality of kviyas makom. Okay? So once it was Ashiru, and it was kavu ala kos, so it had a kviyas makom already. So once it has a kviyas makom of kos, so then it's not necessary anymore to have it in tefillah. Okay? And before Anshe Knesset Gadol, they just said it. Yeah, so now the question is, why didn't they start off like they did in the end with both in tefillah and alakos? So the way we learn now is very simple. Because there's no real kiyum in tefillah. It's just halacha that what? That Avdol requires a kviyas makom. So, therefore, once you have the kviyas makom of kos, you don't need the kviyas makom of tefillah. That would seem to be the straight way to learn those two pieces of Gemara, those two parts of the Memra. Okay? But the only question that remains is what? Is the third one. Now, why is it that once they were chazu v'hanu, that they retained the kos? I mean, but if we hold like the Meiri, I mean, they retained the kos in a semi-functional way. I mean, like, in other words, what the Lashon says, if you have a kos, if we pass it away, and if you don't we say, if you have a kos, I mean, I think he also holds the way, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Doesn't he also hold the way, because I think he says that if you don't have a kos, that you don't have to fast. Am I right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he goes that way. Yes? Was I? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, Ritva. Oh, that's new Ritva? So he corroborates the Meiri.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That Bizman Hazeh, in other words, it's only Misha Yesh Lokos. But Misha Ain Lokos, so he's basically Pater. Right? I mean, that's the question. Is the boiler meimer shein ochel amachar? V'lo yom sheni v'lo yom shlishi at sheyavdil. And because they say the Gemara says a bas tavas, that he slept in Inui, he didn't eat. V'ainz a miskabel klal, d'vade mutal olecho. Okay, so that's the machlekes, though. It seems to be a machlekes Shoshanim. According to the text of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, it comes out that no, that he can eat, so it's only Misha Yesh Lokos. But Misha Ein Lokos is Pater. But it's Machlekes. Okay? What? That's a Pashtus, if he said it in Tefillah, right? So we're left with, the question of, it depends how you learn. If you learn like the Rishonim, let's say, that if you could say it alakos. So originally, why did they say you could say it alakos? Right? And if you learn like the Rishonim that say that you must say it alakos, so it means the takana Rishon of alakos is bimkomo medes. I mean, so then why were they kaved and tefillah? Leave it that way already. Funny kind of thing, right? Why? In other words, if you're going to say that you must, I must do it a la kos, and if I don't have a kos, then I can't eat. So leave it in tefillah. I mean, I'm sorry, sister. Leave it a la kos. Why do you switch it back to tefillah? Yeah. When Rashi says Hashiru liknos yayin, maybe Rashi means that it's a different heno. In other words, chazur heno. That when it says chazur heno, that the first one was they didn't have enough money to buy wine. So Hashiru means not that, is that they became wealthy, so they were able to buy wine. But oh, there's not much like that. Chazur heno means that they became poor again.
Right.
Can't buy wine again.
It's
very difficult. No, what Ari's saying is that one, that it's true, according to those who showed him that you can't eat. But, okay, so a part of the population is not going to eat. I mean, if you learn that way, that's what it means, that you absolutely can't afford the yayin. So, but he says, but you need to have it in tefillah to be matar malacha. You need to have it so that we'll kaveh it in tefillah again to be matar malacha. That's an approach. I mean, that's an approach. But the question still is, so why didn't they go back to the original Takana? Why did they leave it a la kos? I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're going to say a part of the population is not going to be able to eat. So that's why the kaveyat and tefillah. So why weren't they ochre it from the kos? I mean, if they're that poor. What Yaakov wants to say, look, is that it doesn't, what it means is that when it was henu, it doesn't mean they didn't have yayin, but there was no kfiyas lishtos yayin matzoy Shabbos. And when it was hashiru, it means that there was a kfiyas lishtos yayin matzoy Shabbos. And now they had a makom kfiyas, okay, to be kaveyat there. And then when it was henu again, so they lost the makom kfiyas for yayin. So therefore they had to put it in tefillah, because that was the makom kfiyas. But they weren't mevalda takana, because there was an additional feature of yayin of hosafas shevach, so they wanted to retain that kiyum. Okay, the only thing that's hard about that is that, I mean, you have to say that people will kaveya themselves for shias yayim matzoy shabbos. I mean, where do you find that? I mean, right. I mean, that you have to add that idea. I mean, which you don't see. I mean, it would seem kavua wakos means that they created the kfiyas alakos. Not that the kos was kavua already. There was a kos kavua. Do you know what I mean? That's a troublesome problem. To say that in the last situation, where chazu v'henu, if that means they really didn't have a kos anymore, so there should have been okras from the kos. I mean, how do you allow it to come? Everybody's going to be a varian, nobody's going to eat. I mean, according to some shittas, most people are going to be a varian because they can't afford it. So apparently they could afford it. But what we're saying now is like this, that really kfiyas, tefillah is the best kaveya, okay? But the only thing is that by hashiru, what does it mean? It means in response to the shvach hashom, to their hakar satov of hashiru, so they made a takana to be okay to Avdolah from tefillah and to give it a separate sidur dvar malakos, to be mesaper and shvach hashom makom, because it's the shevach of sheshes yimei amasa. The shevach of sheshes yimei amasa. So there's a kiyum and avdolah of a shevach of sheshes yimei amasa. So therefore they were okerit from tefillah, and they put it into avdolah because of this kiyum. So it was a kiyum of shevach avdolah and sheshes yimei amasa because hashiru, in response to the yakar satof hashiru. But then once they became chazru v'hanu, so now there's no kiyum anymore of Shevach Vodor on our coast because of Hashiru. So therefore, what do? So they went back to the original Kaveya, the superior Kaveya. The superior Kaveya is really Tefillah. So they went back to Tefillah. Now the question remains, can you withdraw the Avdolah ala Kos or not? So that's the Machlekes. Isn't there another sheet also withdrew it? Learning what?
Either one.
You could do either one?
But it's better to do tefillah. If you didn't do tefillah, you could do it all.
I mean, they always left it.
Yeah, if you forgot
in tefillah. I mean, you can't withdraw it. I mean, so everybody agrees with it. So it's good. So that's better. It's better. Yeah. That's the only one I have to know. Right. But you're right. So everybody holds. In other words, once they were koveyat because of the shevach v'odor, So now everybody agrees you can't withdraw it anymore. You can't withdraw it. So therefore what? So since you can't withdraw it, so because that's not really Shvach HaShemakam to withdraw it, because you're ready, you won the Shabbat, so now you don't have it, you can't withdraw it anymore. So therefore they left it. So they left it. The only question is it mandatory or not?
No.
That's the machlokes.
It's
mashma like that.
Yes.
It's mashma ha-mavdu b'tfila. Hey, mamra, mavdu b'tfila. Tzorach shi'yav l'holokos. So the ikir... As a matter of fact, it's a good question. Now, how could they take away the proper kvias? But I would say no. I'd say that because of the hakaras hatov, so that made the kvias. That made the kvias. In other words, the hakaras hatov made the kvias. The fact they wanted to be maketova to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Yashiru. So therefore, that made the coast the kvias. But I say even better. But once that was gone, now the coast lost its kvias. You're right. So now you go back to the real kovea, which is tefillah. In other words, the reason why in the middle takana, ala coast was good, even though tefillah is a better kovea, was because of the effect of the Yashiru. Because the effect that it had on the people of the Ashiru, so their Kars HaTov, so therefore, on the contrary, that became, people were willing to do it, and they wanted to do it, so that became the Kvias. That became the Kvias. But once that was gone, now the whole motive for the Kvias is gone. So now you have to go by not by the optional Kaveh, which is Kos, but by the mandatory Kaveh, which is Tefillah. So it goes back to there. But you can't withdraw the Avdalah, because that's not Shvach HaShel Makom. So therefore, you have to have, the Avdalah must remain. But the question is it mandatory or is it optional? Yes.
Why?
Tefillah is a better kaveh because everybody has daven. Yeah, because it's kavua. It's kavua.
Right.
I mean, you got to go, you got to go, you got to Avdalah, get people together. So the real kviyas is really tefillah. But that's how I'm, betchila kavua, betchila is not because of the fact that they couldn't afford it, but that's the main kviyas. Betchila kavua betfila, because that's the real place to be kaveh. Because everybody has miss bowel. Tefila's marav is tefila shachol is kavua. Yes. I mean that's good. Yeah, no, that's correct. That's good, because I'm mavdul. It's good that the Gemara says I'm mavdul betfila meshubach yosem mishiav lo akos. Why is it meshubach yosem? I mean, if they kept the kos, so then you should say on the contrary that I'm mavdul alakos is meshubach yosem, right? Because we still have the kos. No, because we went back to the real kaveh. The real kaveh really is tefillah. But once, when it was Hashiru, so the phenomenon of Hashiru created the kviyas alakos. Because of the hakaras hatov and the shevach hadah. But once that was gone, so now the real kaveh is really tefillah. So that's why it's meshubach yosef. You know, otherwise, you should say just the opposite. That the kos is meshubach yosef. You have the kos. And you can, it's optional, but you have the kos. So why shouldn't the kos be Meshubach Yosef? It's mashma from this Gemara, the fact that tefillah is Meshubach Yosef is because it's more of a kovea. It's more kavua. So, I think what Tzvi's saying is very good. Our pshat is very good, according to the Rishonim, that hold, that in the third case, if you don't have it, you can't eat. So why weren't they over the takana? Correct? So you must say that it doesn't mean like Rashi says, that henu means, chazu v'henu is going to mean that, well, Rashi says in the first instance, betchila, they were dechukim. Because then chazu v'henu would mean they became dechukim again. So they became dechukim again, I mean, so you have to remove the takana of the kos. But you have people starving, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the way we learn is very good. That really, betchila does not mean because of dachkos. But betchila means that was the real kaveya. That was the real kaveya. Then when they were hashiru, so now because of the phenomenon hashiru, the coast became the kaveya. The coast became the kaveya. Then it was henu again, so it lost its kvias. So now it went back to what? So now the kvias became back to tefillah from Anasri. Okay? But they couldn't remove the Shvach HaShel Makom. They couldn't remove the Shvach HaShel Makom because you can't do that. So therefore, but most people do have Yayin because it doesn't mean like Rashi says. So there's no problem. So, but Misha ain't lo yain. That's a yetsman aklal. So then he has a problem. But that the way we're learning would be very good according to the sheet to set hold that if you don't have the yain, you really can't eat. But according to Rashi, it's impossible because according to Rashi, you're going to say chazur v'hanum is the chukum. So you have people starving all night. I mean, waiting until Tuesday to eat. It's not possible. So Rashi's learning the other way. So Rashi learns that really the real kaveh is the kos. And betchila means what? They would have always been kaveh lakos, but they couldn't do it because they couldn't afford it. So they were tchukim, couldn't afford it. So therefore they had to make the takana and tfila. And tfila is not as good because it's not a bracha of the atzma and not a lakos. But then when they were hashiru, it was possible to make it a lakos, and then they did make it a lakos. So they switched it to the kos. But then when it was chazu v'hanu, so therefore they couldn't be machayef kos again because they were tchukim. So therefore they were kaveyat in tfila. But they didn't remove the takona of kos for misha yochol. But a person that doesn't have a kos, the real matir is tefila. But in misha yeshlo kos, they didn't want to remove the takona. They didn't remove the takona of kos. To initially to create the takona of kos wouldn't make any sense. Because everybody's tchukim. What are you making a dollar of kos? So therefore, that would be impossible. So therefore, they're kaveh and tefila. But then when it was a Hashiru, they were able to do it right to the Kaveh Lakos, and that's the real good Avdolah. But now, once they were Chazur V'Henu, so now you can't keep the Kriyas Alakos because it's not possible anymore. But instead of being Okin the Takana, because there is a Kiyum in Shevach, there is a Kiyum, because Rashi holds that's very good, Lashitasa. Because Rashi holds the Kos really is better. And initially they would have made it Alakos because of the Osofas Shevach of Siput V'Am Alakos. So that's why they didn't want to be mevatel osof hashevach. So they kept it, but the main kviyas, I mean the main avdolah went back to tefillah because simply it wasn't possible. It wasn't possible anymore. What do you do with the people who don't have a kos? They're pater. That is a pater. They're pater. But there's no reason once you have the shevach of kos, no reason to abolish it because you still can have that kiyum of osof hashevach halakos. So that's Rashi. So it'll count very good. It'll count how you learn the Gemara. It will be a machlokes Rishonim. Totally in whether you hold that if you don't have a kos, you really can't be tom, or whether you hold that what, that, I mean, once, if you don't have a kos, you putter. Okay? All right, very good. Yeah. Good, very good. Excellent. All right, very good. It would seem the question of does Havdalah remain the Alakos in the third Takana where it was Chazru v'Hanu and they put it back into the Tefillah, the question is, it's a new kind of Halacha question. I mean, you don't come across this in general. It's a unique phenomenon. Why? Because you have Havdalah that requires Kviyas. First Kavol v'Tefillah, Kavol Alakos, so it requires kviyas. So now you have a cheftza shel avdala with whose essence is kviyas, and now in the third takana, the kviyas is gone because everybody doesn't have yayin. We're learning like Rashi. Everybody doesn't have yayin, so kviyas is not possible anymore. So now, and the whole halacha of avdala is it should be kavua. Kavua betfila, kavua kos, it should be kavua. So now it comes out, it's like the heart of the avdala has been taken away. Which is its kviyas. The essence has been removed. So the question is, if you remove the essence of that thing, is it gone? Because the kviyas havdalah is gone, so there's no more havdalah lakos. Or do I say no, even though kviyas is the essence, but still the havdalah exists. So we can understand the way the side that holds that it's gone. That makes sense, because in terms of the cheftza requires kviyas. You don't have kviyas, it's bottle. Okay, it's Batal Mayatzma. Like we said, this is not a question over here of Bezin being the Batal the Havdalah. That's not the question. The Gemara is not speaking of a case where in the third Takana, now they're going to decide, can you be the Batal the original, the previous Havdalah Lakos or not? No, that's not the question. Everybody else, they never would even think of being the Batal. The question is whether naturally it dissolves. That's the question. So according to the sheet that it holds, it naturally is gone. So so the svara is very simple. Why? Because since the essence of Avdala is kvias, and now the kvias is gone, so the Avdala is gone. Okay. What does the other side maintain? The other side maintains, no, that even though in terms of the cheftza, the kvias is gone, but nevertheless, the chovas ha-mitzvah of the maisa Avdala, chovas ha-maisa, remains. Okay? So, therefore, if you have a kos, so the chovas ha-maisa will be retained. Because in the middle takana, they created a chovas ha-maisa ala kos. So now it's true, the essence of the Havdalah, the Kviyas, moved to Tfilah, and that's the Iker Havdalah, but Chovas Maisa Havdalah Lakos still remains. That's the question. Do I say a Chovas HaMaisa will remain where the essence of the Kviyas of Havdalah is gone, or do I say no, that since the Cheftza requires kvias, and the essence of the cheftz is gone, so there's no cheftz shal avdala. Or do I say no? It's true, there's no cheftz shal avdala in terms of kvias, so that's why you need tefillah. But there's a chovas maisa avdala. The chovas on maisa is still there. That you can't remove.
What is it?
It's like a separate thing.
Two things.
Right. Yeah. If you want to clarify it further, the question is, what is the chovas avdala? When they were koveya it, so they didn't want it to just be Havdalah. Of course, before Anshe Knesset came along, so everybody said Havdalah whenever they wanted. One guy said walking out of shul said Havdalah. Another guy said walking up in the attic, he said Havdalah. I mean, walking up in his house, wherever. I mean, there was no place kavua. So the Chazal didn't like that. So they gave Havdalah a tzura of kvias. They made it an institution of kvias. So the question is like this. The question is, when they did that, how did they do that? Did they say that now we insist on Avdala Shel Kvias? Not just Avdala, but Avdala of Kvias. So the Chovas Avdala now is not just Chovas Avdala, but it's a Chovas Avdala Shel Kvias. Okay? Or no, the Chovas Avdala remained the same, but they gave it the characteristic of Kvias. They gave it the characteristic of Kvias. But the Chovas Avdala they retained. Okay? So if you say that the Chovas Havdalah, it was a new type of Chovah, it's a Chovah of Havdalah Shel Kvias, so now what's going to happen if the Hashiru, when it became Hanu, Chazu V'Hanu, so the Kvias element is lacking. So you can't be Mekayimet anymore. It's not possible, because there's no Havdalah Shel Kvias. So it's impossible. So the Takana, the middle Takana, simply evaporates. Okay? But if you say that the Chovas Avdala is the same Chovas Avdala, but they gave it a Tzura of Kvias, but the Chovas Avdala they retain the same Chovas Avdala. So now the element of Kvias is gone, but the Chovas Avdala still will remain, the Chovas Amiras Avdala. That you can't get rid of. So therefore, even though the Kvias is gone, so what do you have? You have Chovas Amiras Avdala, Bli Kvias. So you're lacking the characteristic of Kvias. So where do you get the characteristic of Kvias from? From Tvila, because you must have a characteristic of Kvias. But it's not a different Avdalah. It's Avdalah with a Kiyum of Kvias. But if that's the case, then in the middle Takana, the Chovas Avdalah, which was a Chovas Amiras Avdalah, but they found a new Kvias for it, so that's fine. But now that kvias vanishes, but the chovas amiras of dol alakos is going to remain. So even though he has to search for a kvias somewhere else, which he satisfies by tefillah, but the chovas amiras of dol alakos is still going to be in existence.
And the first one.
That's the machlokes. What?
The first one was not.
The question is, what is in the middle takana? What is the Chovas HaMitzvah? Is the Chovas HaMitzvah Amiras Havdalah Lakos? That's the Chovas HaMitzvah, nothing more. But of course, the reason why they did that is because you need Kvias, and there is Kvias. Okay? Or no, the Chovas HaMitzvah was Amiras Shel Havdalah Shel Kvias. That was the Chovas HaMitzvah. So that depends. If you say it's a miras of doloshal kviyas, if the kviyas is gone, so there's no mechavas a mitzvah. But if you say the chavas a mitzvah is a mira lakos, but there happens to be kviyas there, and that's why they were kaveh lakos, because you need kviyas, but it's not incorporated in the actual chavas a mitzvah, so now even though you take away the kviyas, but the fact is that the chavas a mitzvah is independence, continues to exist. But the only problem is you're missing kviyas, so now you have to go back to tefillah. When the kviyas was introduced to begin with, was that a redefinition in terms of the chiyuv avdala, or was it simply a chovas kviyas, an extraneous chovas kviyas? But it's not a redefinition of the chiyuv of avdala. The theoretical question exists in the first instance, the first situation. But it doesn't come into any type of halachic reality until the third. In other words, like this. Now the question is, so if you're saying you have a chovas kviyos, so how could we say, and this is where we're paskin, that if you miss it in tefillah, so then what do? You don't go back. Why? Because you say it alakos. Right? You say it alakos. But, you're missing kviyos. So you should go back in tefillah. So the answer is because according to this theory, according to this svara, what we're saying is that the chovas amiras havdola is a separate chovas amiras havdola lakos. Okay? So now it's impossible to say that I have a chovas amiras havdola and I could be yotzi de chovasi and I have to go back for something. There's nothing to go back for. You say, you'll ask me if that's the question, so why do I have to say it in tefillah? So the answer is that's what they did. They created a new chovas amiras avdala b'tefillah. But now when I miss that chovas amiras avdala in tefillah, so now what happens? You want me to go back? Why? I still have a chovas amiras avdala, which I could be yotzi de chovasi alakos. So there's no way to get me to go back. The only way to get me to go back is to say somehow I wasn't yotzi de chovasi, but you can't do that. Because since the mitzvah is amiras avdala, and it's not kviyas, it's just that they wanted kviyas, but the mitzvah doesn't entail kviyas, the mitzvah entails only chovas amiras avdala. So I could understand that in tefillah, you could say, this is a chovas amiras avdala in tefillah. But you can't make me go back so I didn't fulfill my chovah. Okay, but why you make me go back? You can only make me go back if I'm lacking in avdala. And in Avdala I'm not lacking because I have a Chovas Amiris Avdala Lakos, which I will be Yotzi Yedei Chovasi when I do it. So there's no way to make me go back.
So now we go back to the first question. When they
even according to this sheet, the Chiyav is always Amira. Kviyas is outside of the Chiyav. But they wanted Kviyas, so they made a Chiyav. In order to create Kviyas, they made a Chiyav Amira B'tfilo. Okay, but you still have a Chiyav Amira Lakos. So I missed it in tefillah, so I wasn't mekayim chiyav amira b'tefillah. But what do I have to go back for? Can't make me go back if I weren't yotzi dechavasi. But now I have a chiyav amira alakos, which I'm going to be yotzi dechavasi. So there's no way to make me go back. In other words, according to the shita of Yocho, what Rashi says, why it's optional, mashma miyutzish lo lachzal espa'ol hoi mama b'tfilah enzach lama. So he has a choice, either chazal espa'ol or not chazal espa'ol. What they said was, according to this, you can't get rid of the takana of chiyav amir alakos. But what they said like this, they said the chiyav amir alakos has two forms. It has in tefillah or alakos. But they were machayev you in tefillah. So therefore, the amir alakos form will never be realized. Ordinarily. Because in tefillah, you fulfill the chovas amira alakos. The chovas amira alakos remains, but all they said was that this chovas amira alakos, you can be mekayim in tefillah. Not only can you be mekayim in tefillah, it's a chovah to put in tefillah. So now, let's say I was mispalel and I didn't say it, so it wasn't realized in tefillah. So now what do I have again? So I have a chovas amira savdalah. Alakos. So I could either fulfill it through the Tzuras Tefillah or else through Alakos itself. I have an option. If I'm being mispal for the first time, so I have a chova to include it. And if I include it, so I'm mekayim the Amiras Avdol Alakos. But if I don't do that, so now what happens? So now I have a chila dolar kos, and I didn't fulfill it in tefila. So I have two forms I could use. Either the form of Avdol HaLakos itself, which is the initial Machayev, or else I could do it with Tefillah also. So it's optional. So it's Mnei Sheyachol. The Chov is when you mispalel, you should say it. That's the Chov. But you can't make me go back because, what are you saying? Well, yesterday Chavosah, now I have a Chavosah Amir Avdol HaLakos.
The Iker seems to be
a ghost, right? Why is allowed to go back? Because what they said was, according to this pshat, what they said was that the chovas amiras avdola ala kos can be mekuyim through tefillah. That we don't hold that way, but that's the way they're learning. They're learning that the when they went from the middle to the from the middle shita to the last one, the middle takana to the last takana, they didn't change it. They took the same chovas amiras ala kos and they kept it, but they gave it a new form of kiyum. A new tzuraskiyim. And that tzuraskiyim isn't tefillah. According to Alpshad, no. They really created a new chovas havdolah b'tefillah. In other words, according to this shita, they didn't want you to have havdolah lakos. But they had to figure out a way how to free you from havdolah lakos. But how are they going to do it if in the middle of takani you have a chiyuv havdolah lakos? So the only way they could do it is take that very chiyuv and give it different characteristics, and say the a different tzura, and therefore you yotze that chiyuv with this new tzura. So now you putter. But then again, since it's a new tzura and the old tzura still exists, so if you didn't fulfill it through that tzura, so now the original tzura still exists. So you have a choice. In other words, they give it a new tzura scheme. Right. In other words, the chiyuv of avdol mitarabanan, the cholos hamitzvah mitarabanan, they said is alakos. The tzur is alakos. But in the third stage, they said they could be mekayim that cholos hamitzvah mitarabanan al yedei tefillah. The reason yechayev in tefillah, because the yechayev to do avdolah b'tefillah. That means avdolah requires a tzuris tefillah. You require to put it in tefillah, to give it a tzuris tefillah. But let's say, for instance, why aren't you chozer? The reason why you're not chozer is because the ikar hadavar is not missing because you're going to say avdolah lakos. So to be chozer is not enough to be chozer because of the form of the tzura of the thing, but because the whole thing is missing. And over here, the whole thing isn't missing because you're going to do lakos. The entity is not missing. Chazor, to be chozer means to save the whole shemoneh esrei. Go back and save the whole shemoneh esrei. You don't do that for an accidental feature. You only do that if you're lacking essentially. And the essential thing. The essential thing is not lacking because chayev dolar lakos. The Gemara is abaya. Gemara's abaya is amav lalakos. Is it chayev lavul betfilo or is not chayev lavul betfilo? So in Svara we should say really you're not chayev. Why? Because since he's mav lalakos, so his school of avdolah is taken care of, bishlei musa. So now he's going to be mispalel. He has no chavas avdolah. I mean, it's true that we're talking avdolah and tefillah, but it's not a component of tefillah. It's a chayev avdolah that he should express in the, when he's mispalel. But if there's no chovas avdol in the gavra, because the gavra already was mekayim as mitzvah b'shlei musa lakos, so how could he maskir b'tfilo? Right? I mean, that's pashtus. You have avdol b'tfilo, you chayev an avdol lakos. What's the simplest way to formulate it? So we said the takana of avdol lakos doesn't go away. Correct? So then it's a chiyuv amira. So now the question is there a kiyum in tefillah? What did they do with that old takana? That's the question. Did they take the old takana and give it a kiyum in tefillah? So therefore, once you're mavdol b'tefillah, you're not chayav lav lalakos? Or not? If they didn't give it a kiyum in tefillah, so then the chovas avdol lalakos will remain. Okay, so that's the question. Okay? So that was the shiloh, right? That was the shiloh. So, v'amalei tzorach sheyavdu alakos. So, is poshet the abaya, in other words, that there's no kiyum of avdol alakos in tefillah. So, therefore, the original chovas avdol alakos remains intact. Okay? Now the Gemara asks another question. Yiboyim, amavdu alakos, mahu sheyavdu b'tefillah. All right. So what's the abaya? Amavul betfilo, amavul akos, amashiavul betfilo. What's the abaya? The simplest way to formulate the abaya. So one side is readily available. In other words, once you're mavul akos, so you're not a bar chayuva anymore. So since you're not a bar chayuva, so how could you be mavul and tefilo? All right. So that's the side that holds that amavul akos. Is that's the side of the abaya of amavd lalakos, ain't a chayav lahavdol betfilah. And how do you know that when you mavd lalakos, it's mafkia yochiv? Maybe it's just the chiv of chavos amira. The proof is because if you're not mavd in tefilah, so you chayav lahavdol lalakos. So you see, when you mavd lalakos, it's mafkia yochava. Right? So now you're not a bar chiv anymore of avdala. So since that's the case, so if you reverse the order and you mavd lalakos first, so you won't be a bar chiyuv anymore. Since you won't be a bar chiyuv, so how could you mavd lebetfilah, not a bar chiyuv? That's the side of the abaya that holds a mavd lalakos is ain't a tzarech lahavd lebetfilah. Now, what's the side that holds? What's the other side of the abaya? Why? How do you get around that? I mean, why it would seem that the Gemara said that's it. What's the other side? In other words, the baya held that you don't have to be a bar chiyuva in order to be chayav alakos, because he's yotzi dechovaso ikatakanto, and you're yotzi dechovaso. So since you're yotzi dechovaso, so why are you chayav alakos? The answer is you don't have to be a bar chiyuva to chayav alakos. Now the abaya is, but do you have to be a bar chiyuva to be chayav in tefillah? Do I say it's the same principle just like by alakos, or do I say no? Alakos, you don't have to be a bar chiyuva because that's the original takana. The original takana in Kamal Metis. But over here, this is the real chiyuv havdala in tefillah. So if you're not a bar chiyuva, so you can't do it. That's the abaya. The bar chiyuva in tefillah means that the chovas tefillah brings with it the chovas amiras atachanantano. Okay, but you never make the person be chozer if the kiyum avdola can be satisfied in another way. You know, you don't make him be chozer on yudches brachos. But nevertheless, the chovas yudches brachos will bring in a chovas atachan antano.
Right.
Okay. So now, so the Gemara's abaya is very simple abaya, and it makes a lot of sense. In other words, when it comes to alakos. So we say that you don't need that the gavra should be a bar chiyuva. That's for sure, and that we understand because that's the original takana. But now the gemara is in a bay. What about the ikar havdala, which is betfilah now? So do I say over there, since it's the ikar havdala, so and that's the real chovas havdala? So therefore, if you're not a bar chiyuva, you can't do it. Or do I say no? It's just like alakos, that even though you're not a bar chiyuva, you're still chayiv in atachan antano and tefillah. Okay. The theoretical question like this, where you have an amira, and the amira is functioning to satisfy the chovas agavra, can you do the amira, can you still have an amira if the chovas agavra is not there anymore? That's the question. The theoretical question is, when you have an amira, that bizman hazeh, its function is to satisfy chovas agavra. That's the function of it. That's what it is, bizman hazeh. So the question is, can you say it as an amira without its essential function? Now, do I say, since it has an essential function, so the amira is butla mevutla? It's butla mevutla. Okay? Where it's just a chovas amira, that's clear. Because it was from an original takana, so it's now it's reduced to chovas amira. That's clear that amira alone is good. But the question is, do I say when you have a halachic phenomenon, where the essence of the whole amira is to function as to fulfill chavas agavra, if that function is gone, do I say it ceases to exist? Okay, the function in this case will be megareya, because that's the nature of this amira in halacha is to fulfill chavas agavra. Now it doesn't have chavas agavra. Can you say it as just as an amira? That's the question. So now let's get to the maskana. Okay, so what's the maskana? The maskana is that he says kal v'chomer. So apparently the makshin, the baloi baya, never had a problem with kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is the essence of the answer. That's a kal v'chomer. Now, why is it a kal v'chomer? I mean, the way the yes, the abayin is no kal v'chomer. I mean, the whole thing is kos is only amira. So the answer is that when the Gemara says kal v'chomer, you see the Gemara is introducing subtly the idea that you can have amira la kos alone without a bar chiyuva. Now you have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is that the bar chiyuva, in other words, in order to be chayav al hakos, they had to make one stipulation. Here's what they had to do. That even though he's mispalel and he's mavdul b'tfilah, but still the gavra is still a bar chiyuva, because otherwise you couldn't have avdol al hakos. That's what this maskana holds. Okay? It's rejecting the idea of a chiyuv amira alone. So now you have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? That if the ikir takanta, where you really are yotzi de chovaso, because that's the chovas avdoah, it functions essentially to remove the bar chiyuva. Nevertheless, you see that they stopped him from being removed as a bar chiyuva in order to enable him to be mavlalakos. So kal v'chomer, the amira from the previous takana, which is not the real chovas havdalah, kal v'chomer that'll not be mafkia the gavra from a chalei shem bar chiyuva, and therefore will definitely be chayav in tefillah. That's the Gemara's maskal. Okay. In other words, the kal v'chomer is if that which is constructed to be mekayim, to remove the chovas agavra, to satisfy the chovas agavra, doesn't remove the shem bar chiyuva, kal v'chomer, that which was not structured anymore to fulfill the chovas agavra, will certainly not remove the shem bar chiyuva from the gavra. That's the kal v'chomer. Okay? So ikir takanta doesn't mean ikir and tafa, like we started out. What's ikir takanta? Ikir takanta means the essential formula for fulfilling the kiyum of chovas havdalah, and that's ikir takanta. Okay. So the semantics of the Gemara: amavdil b'tfila meshubach yosa mimishi avla lakos. So how do you know? Maybe it means really a chayiv in both. But if a person does tefillah, he's better than a person that just did kos. So I think it's from the Lashon, because it says, when you say, HaMavdil b'tefillah meshubach yoseh mimi sheyav lo lakos, the implication is that mavdil lakos is only lacking one thing. He's not meshubach yoseh. But he's not an avayan. Okay? But that's what I think it's meant. What is he telling you? V'mivdil b'zuv l'hivdil b'zuv yinuch lo brachos ha'rosho. Why? I mean, because it wasn't over brachas and tzricha. So that's what I came to let you hear. That a person that's not over brachas and tzricha is yenuchel or brachas al rosha. I mean, it's a funny, isn't that a funny, remember? That's not the same line as you, but just one little addition. That, see, in other words, why can't you do both? I mean, you have the takana alakos, and alakos has an additional kiyum, right? Alakos has an additional kiyum. So why can't you do avdola ikra avdola b'tfilah, and then do avdola alakos, because you have a kiyum of alakos, an additional feature, right? So what's the answer? So the answer is that for a kiyum, you can't do a mitzvah. Once you did the mitzvah, if you just go back and do more because you want a kiyum, so that's no good. Because of yosrei. In other words, there can't be a situation, you can't have a takana where you have the ikir chi of your yosrei, and now you'll go do another thing just to get an additional kiyum, an additional feature. Okay? So that's what the brisa means. So that's why Yenuchel lo brachas al rosho, because it means that he's a Talmud Chacham. He knows that you can't be yotze yedecho vaso of a mitzvah, and then for an additional kiyum, you'll go back and do it again. What? Well, this is going to be the bracha, right? Because
yeah,
what?
You can go ahead for an additional payment. There's no bracha.
No, you can't do that either.
Why?
Because yotze already. That's it.
You can't do something.
In other words, once you yotze de chovoso,
what's the problem?
So then, when you do the next thing,
there's nothing.
There's no kim. You yotze
right.
No, but there's no kiyum.
But there's a brother, there's an esser.
Yeah, I understand. But
that's only because there's no kiyum.
But that's because there's no kiyum. Okay. In other words, lulav is different because lulav is kol hayom. Yes. So according to the way we're learning, you could learn from hivdil bezu velo hivdil bezu would go either way. That if he's mavdil bekos and he wasn't mavdil betfila, so it's also yinuchal brachos arasha. Why? Because he understands the concept that what? That once you yotzi dechovaso, you can't go back for an additional kiyum. And since tefillah is really meshibuch yoser, so maybe he'll think he'll go back for the meshibuch yoser. So kamash malon, that since it's only an additional kiyum, so yinuchla brachas arosha, because he understands the concept that for a kiyum you don't go back. That once you yotzi dechovaso, it's too late. So it's better this way, because it says bazu bazu. It doesn't say which one. So you can say really either one this way. You follow? Yeah, that's correct. This shita holds that they could not create a chiyuv of havdalah b'tfilah. Because if it was a chovas havdalah, if chovas havdalah was relegated to tfilah, so then that would ipso facto mean that you're going to exclude the original takana of kos. So that's the idea. So therefore, the only thing they could do was to be koveyat in tefillah. So now, if you're mispalel, so then you'll have the kiyum of kvius. And if you do it alakos, you have the kiyum of amir alakos, sivadram alakos. So now the question is, which one should you do? So we say that there's a greater kiyum in kvius than there is in kos. Okay, yes. In other words, according to this brisa, if the reason why you aren't mavdal alakos is because you're not a bar chayuv anymore from tefillah, but the chovas avdalos in tefillah, so then you can't retain the old takana, you want to say. Why? Because then the old takana will only have a form of a bedievit. So it would be like being oker the takana. So therefore, they had to say that what? That they're kaveh and tefillah, but you have an option to do it either way. Okay, that's good so far. Yeah, that's a good question. What's the Meshubach Yoser? Meshubach Yoser means you're comparing two like things. I mean, what are the two like things here? That's your question. Right? In other words, Meshubach Yoser means, implies, I mean, at least at first appearance, I mean, it implies that they're both in the same class, but one is Meshubach. So he's asking, what is the Meshubach Yoser? Okay, what do you say to that? It's a good question. What's Meshubach Yoser? What's the comparison? I mean, it's two different things. So apparently, there's two ways to give the Havdalah Chashivas. One way is through Kvius, and one way is through Sidur Dvar Malakos. So there's two methods of giving the Havdalah Chashivas. So that's what Gemara is saying. It's Meshubach Yoser. Why? Because that method of giving Havdalah Chashivas through the fact that it's Kavua is a greater kiyum of Chashivas than giving it Chashivas through the fact that it's Mesir Alakos. Apparently, the Svar of Mnei Sheyochel is different. Over there you're saying that the kiyum, they took the kiyum alakos and they transplanted it into tefillah. So in tefillah you have the kiyum of alakos. So they took the old takana and they gave it a new form. So then you can go back. Then you can go back. Because now you have a chovas avdalah and two tzuras. So you can take either tzura you want. But according to this memra, that's not the case. That you can't be chos and mespal if you want to. Because you're bar chayuva and you have a method of kiyum without going back over Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? No, over there, you could say it's machlokes whether you can do that, you could say. But it still exists because essentially, go ahead.
Essentially, that's the thing, which is the two sumas.
That's correct.
And to say that this is the problem, that's
the right, he's right.
After the fact, then
right.
You have two ways to make
that's
it.
Correct. That's correct.
But yeah, that.
In other words, then it can exist because you're saying that the essential Havdalah Lakos is in existence. But the only thing is they gave it a tzura. A tzura tzchi of entfila, but it still exists, so it exists primarily. What David was saying is that if you machayev me in tfila, exclusively, the chovas of dollars in tfila, that then you can't retain, then you're ipso facto wiping out the takana of alakas. Okay? It's good svar. Very good svar. Yeah, that's correct. So, our svar, mavdu betfila tzor, shiav alakas, it means that in the takana, they said that the bar chiyuva, it's a strange formula. But you see that it has to be that way from the, as the Gemara goes on. I mean, you see, it has to be that way because that's yinuchalo brachas arosho. Because you can't say that I'm not a bar chiyuva and now I'll go back and I'll do it alakos because there's an additional kiyum alakos. Because that's brachas shen tzricha. So therefore, that shita must hold that somehow I'm mavdil betfilah. But the chovas avdol alakos still is in place, and it doesn't remove me. The avdol betfila does not remove me from being a bar chiyuva. From being a bar chiyuva. That's what I have to say.
But it's not a kiyum. It's not a kiyum. It's simply additional kiyum.
According to Rashi, the Rashi holds that kiddush alakos is deraisa. That's Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Beit. So Rashi holds deraisa. Teisu argues. I'm not understanding. Teisu as well. So the question was, what's the Gemara? What's the analogy between here and there and there? Over there by Kiddush, Alakos is the Raisa. So you're not Yotzei in Tvila. So, I mean, but over here, you're Yotzei Avdol in Tvila. Because there's no Avdol Alakos with the Raisa, that's for sure. So the Gemara's answer, Ki Kiddush is that they modeled it after Kiddush. The Chacham called him Ravon came the Raisa. So just like when the day enters, you have two forms of Kiddush. So when the day leaves, you have two forms of Havdalah. So that would be something new in the Gemara's answer. But if you say, if you don't hold like Rashi, let's say you hold that the whole coast is Rabbanan. So what is the Gemara saying, Ki Kiddush? No, it means it's being makish yitziyaso leknisaso. So there should be an equation between Knesset Shabbos and Yetzias Shabbos. So that's why they gave it two forms.
What's the equation to Knesset Shabbos?
So just like Knesset Shabbos, you do it through Tfilah and through Alakos. So
what do you do through Tfilah?
What, Midaraisa? Is there a Kim Midaraisa in Tfilah?
Is there a Kim
Midaraisa in Tfilah? According to Rashi, in other words, in the third Takana, they added the extra Kim. Because since there is a Kim of being Makash Yitzias Leknisaso, so in the third Takana, they added that's how they formulated both. In other words, they got an additional kiyum of being makish yitziyah to the knesset. That's what we learn in Russia. But my question is like this: that what is the analogy in Kiddush? Is because of Kiddush Zayom. Over here, it's just a ma'aseh avdalah, right? Yes. Why don't we just say that the Kiddush Zayom. Is the Kedushas Yom is Machayev in Shabbos. So the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos is Machayev in Havdalah in the first Tfilah. In other words, it's the Kedusha Yom is Machayev. It's not simply the Chovas Havdalah. But the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos is Machayev that be it Tziyoso, you should be Mavdal B'Tfilah. It should be expressed in Tfilah. Yes. The Kedushas Yom demands that the Mavdul express himself via Tfilah. Just like by Kiddush, the Kiddush Yom demands expression via Tfilah. So over here, the Mavdul has to express himself via Tfilah. Just like B'Knisaso, he expressed himself via Tfilah. B'Tziyaso, he also expressed himself via Tfilah. I mean, the Lashon HaGemara is Ma Kiddush Afal Gav the Mekadosh B'Tzilah. So even though he's Mekadosh B'Tzilah, so he's also chayev mekadosh akasa. Af avdol nami, af gav the mavdol b'tzilas and mavdol akasa. The plain pshat in the Gemara is the Gemara saying, just like by Kiddush, it's true it's not exactly analogous, but just like by Kiddush, you're a bar chiyuvo, even though you're a mav, even though you're makadosh betfilah. So too over here by Avdolah, you're still, they made you, they retained your status of a bar chiyuvo, even though you're makadosh, even though you're a mavdul betzlosa. I mean, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That's so I mean, that's, I think, a more plain shot in the Gemara. That, so it goes back to the Svara. In other words, the question was, the theoretical question of the Gemara was, do you say that you're not a Bar Chiyuva because you're Yosei Abdullah? So now you keep me Mavlalikos. So, or do I say no, that the concept is that you're still a Bar Chiyuva even though you have a Kiyum of Abdullah B'Tfilah? So the Gemara apparently thought, I mean, the Gemara was asking, which way is it? And I mean, it's not such a smooth Svara to say that you're still a Bar Chiyuva. It's not a smooth Svara to say you're still a Bar Chiyuva. Because, I mean, that's a strange kind of a formula. But the Gemara says that's true, it's a strange kind of a formula. But in this case, it's not strange. Why? Because in this case, that formula is built into Kiddush. So therefore, that's very good. This, I think, is the right shot. Then, in other words, the Gemara's Chakira was, do I say logically, if I just went logically, I say, once a guy is a Chova, and he's Yotzei De Chavoso, he's finished. So how could it be Mav Lalakos? And that's the sheet that holds that I raise a Meshubach, is Yosef, the one that's Mav L'Betfilah, Meshub Mav Lalakos, correct? So that, I mean, is a plain svar. Ordinarily, when you have a Chiyuv, and you're Kayim the Chiyuv, so you're not a Bar Chiyuv anymore. The other way was because of the retention of the old Takana, so they had to say that you still are Bar Chiyuva. But that, you have to admit, is a strange formula. So the Gemara says, it's true. True, it's a strange formula. And if this were the only case, we would hesitate to posit such a formula. But the fact is that there's an equation between Kiddush and Avdallah. And therefore, since there's such an equation, and by Kiddush you're still a Bar Chiyuva even after your Mavdul Betzlosa, so it's not strange to have that same formula implemented in Avdallah. That's what the Gemara concludes. That's very good. Then the Gemara's conclusion would really address the Abaya itself. Because in the Abaya, the one side that holds, the difficulty in the Abaya is to retain your status of a Bar Chiyuva even after you executed your Chiyuv of Avdallah. So Gemara says that's true, ordinarily it's true, but over here there's an equation between Havdalah and Kiddush. And in Kiddush you have that formula, so it's not so strange to have that formula retained in Havdalah as well. Yes. In other words, you can say that the halacha is that it's matir achilas chol. But how is it matir achilas chol? Because you have to be, in other words, if you wouldn't have Havdalah, so then achilas chol would be nimshach into achilas Shabbos. It would be one entity of Achila. So it wouldn't be covered Shabbos. So therefore, I mean, so therefore you have to be Mavdil in order that the Achila Sachol shouldn't be Nigrar Achar Achila Shabbos and become one entity, become one uniform entity. So you have to separate it to make it into a separate entity. Yes. In other words, you can't, if you make one continuum of Achila Sachol and Achila Shabbos, that's not covered Shabbos. So you have to separate the Achilas of Shabbos and give it a separate status. So how do you give it a separate status? By Havdalah. Okay? We had three problems. The question, what is the Abaya, where did the Abaya come from? Tom, Mao, Sheyavdil. And then the question was what? Was Kiddush is worse? Havdalah is, even the Mandamar holds that Aniyomer, that by Avdolah, Tom is Mavdil, but by Kiddush not. So Kiddush apparently is worse. And then we had the, and what's the idea of the next morning? Right, wait until the next morning. What does that help? And then you have Machlokes, the Rashbam and the Taisvis, whether it's Kodem Achila or whether it's Kodem Seuda. Right, we'll go with Taisvis, Kodem Achila. If you say Kodem Achila, it would imply that by Avdolah also, the next morning before Achila would be okay. What's that concept? And then what else do we have? And yeah, why is it that Yayin and Besa Knesset is okay? Yayin Shal Kiddush. He says, Kosher Bracha. Kosher Bracha is okay. Kosher Bracha is okay. Okay, yeah. So the answer is that in Kiddush and in Avdolah, there's a halacha of the Gavra being involved. In Kiddush, he's Mechadda B'Chnisaso, he welcomes the Shabbos. And in Avdolah, is Mechadda B'Yitziyaso, he escorts the Shabbos. So there's a gavra involved in Kiddush and in Avdolah. So if the gavra is a tom, so it lacks in the gavra who could welcome or escort the Shabbos. Okay? So therefore what? So therefore, we can answer all the questions. So that's why if he waits till the next morning, it's okay. Why? Because next morning, Chadash Mabakar, I mean, he's a new person in the morning. So you see the halacha of Asher Yatzar. So I think many hold. You say Asher Yatzar even if you don't go to Bethlehem. Why? Because he's a new person in the morning. So. What? Yes, that's the idea. That's good. Yeah. The one who shouldn't bring it down. But somebody else can make Kiddush. I mean, Kiddush or Avdala, yeah. That's right. That's brought down. So, actually, that's brought down, that somebody else could do it for you. So it's proof it's not the kiyum of Kiddush, but it's the gavra that's Mekadesh and the gavra that's the mavdil. That's a good right. So, therefore what? So therefore, and that's why Kosher Bracha it doesn't passel him, because that's Kosher Bracha, that's different, that's separate. Kosher Bracha doesn't passel him, and what else? What was the other one? Why is Kiddush more significant than Avdolah? Because apparently B'knisoso, that's a greater kiyum to welcome the Shabbos. Escorting Kishim Shechavan, right. But really, B'knisoso is really the ikkar. That's when the person's coming. If the person's leaving already, I mean, that's not as great. So when the Melech is coming, so that's more essential. Then it really shows a lack of kavod that the person is involved in Te'ima and Achila and Shtir. What? And, okay. Hold on, right? 1 second. We take all the points? So what is Rabbeinu Yonah maintains? So the question is it a psul in the gavra, or is it simply an issa? It's an issa to do it, but it doesn't possible the gavra from doing it. So that's the question in the Gemara. Ta'am mahu she yavdil. So the question is, do I say that it's really psul in the gavra, not a gavra is an ain a roi? Or do I say, no, it's usa to do it because it lacks in covered for the melech. But it doesn't possible you, I mean, it doesn't possible you. That's, I believe that's what the Ravid is saying. Because Ravid says, his question was, like I mentioned before, what is Tom, Mishachol Shum, Yachzav Yachol Shum? So he answers, because it's Neshim Mephaz, that's a mitzvah. But somebody else could do it. So I think he mentions that over there. So what's the Bizui? The Bizui is because he's an Ein Aroi. He's an Ein Aroi. But we paskin that it doesn't make you an Ein Aroi. We paskin that what? That Tom is Makadosh and Tom is Mavdil. Both are good. Both are good. Tom Makadosh, Tom Mavdil. But we paskin is just Aloch and a Maisa. It's a Maisa Issa to do it. But it doesn't possel the Gavra from being a Makadosh or from being a Mavdil. Okay? Right. So Rabbeinu Yonah is very good now. Why? Because what's the reason that there's an Issa? Is because you're going to be mavdil, and that's not right to be a toim and be mavdil. But if you're not going to be mavdil anyways, because you don't have any ayin, so why shouldn't you be ochel? Why shouldn't you be ochel? Right? It's only a, in other words, it's an iser to do it, because it's osir, it's not derech kovod. So it's also to involve yourself in Te'ima. Now you're going to be escorting the Melech. I mean, that's an Issa. The Gavra is not possible, but it's an Issa. So, therefore, the Gavra is not possible, but it's an Issa. But let's say you don't have any Ayin, so you're not going to be escorting the Melech. So why can't you be Ochel V'Shasa? You can't do it. You're not going to do it anyways. So that's why he says it can't be that it's us. That's only Midas Chasidus. That's only Midas Chasidus. Yeah, it's Midas Chasidus, because the next day when he's going to be Mavdil, it means that he has such covered for the Melech that he will not engage in any Achila at all until he could do it the next day. That's already Midas Chasidus. That's Midas Chasidus. It's Kiman covered. Yeah, that's Mir Chasidus. But Maker Adin, I mean, we say he's not going to be Mavdil that night. So therefore, why can't he eat? I mean, it's not gonna affect Avdolah. There's no Avdolah. That's a binyan. Fits him very well. Okay. We didn't tape the Chama Medina. So, so the Rashbam Chama Medina. So the Rashbam Shita and Chama Medina is that Chama Medina is only good if there's no Yayin Ba'ir. Okay. So the Chiyuv, and then he says that Eim Avdil Nalamayim. So it's mashma that anything that's a substitute for Yayin at the meal will be considered Chama Medina, like even orange juice, no matter what. So in that sense, he's a Megal. Because it doesn't have to be anything that's chashuv, as long as it's not mayim. Because mayim doesn't have a din of a mashka. So if it has a din of a mashka, so then it's good as chama medina. But the whole identity of chama medina gets its source from the fact that it's replacing yayin. So therefore, if there's no yayin in the ear, so then anything besides mayim will be good. But if there is yayin in the ear, so then there's no din of chamar medina. Somebody asked a question. They said, well, why do they have to be mevatel takana? No, not mevatel takana. Why do they have to? Why do they have to switch it back to tefillah if you can have chamar medina? So the middle shita, the middle stage, should have been kept. That once a kavel yayin. But the answer is because the kvis must be a yayin. So the tsura satakana has to essentially be yayin. And if it's not yayin, so then there's no, you can't say the tsura satakana is chamar medina. I mean, that's not possible. The tsura satakana has to be yayin. And then the chamar medina is good because it's the replacement of yayin. But if there's no yayin, if the whole of Kali Yisrael doesn't have yayin, so then you can't have a takana of yayin. So takana has to be yayin. Once the takana of yayin can exist, now the replacement of yayin attains the din yayin, the chashivis yayin, because of the fact that it's a replacement. But it must be a mashka. That's according to the Rashbam. So according to the Rashbam, bizman hazeh, I mean, since we have yayin in our medina, so chamar medina wouldn't be good according to the Rashbam. The question was raised that maybe according to the Rashbam, nothing would be good. Because yayin is something that's kavua in the suda. Because people don't drink yayin. So you don't have yayin, you don't have any replacement. But the answer to that question is that the yayin is objectively the mashka of suda. That's an objective phenomenon. It's not, it doesn't depend on the practices of the people. I mean, the yayin is objectively defined as the mashka of choice for food. And even though people don't do it, it doesn't take away from the objectivity of the yayin. So yayin is considered essentially the real chamar medina, par excellence. And then, if you don't have that, if that's absence, then the replacement attains chashiv through the fact that it's a replacement. Okay, any questions? And the reason is because mayim is simply functional. It's a functional phenomenon, mayim. The fact that everybody drinks soda doesn't make soda a chamar medina according to the Rashbam. Because the only way that it could become chamar medina is if it replaces yayin.
Isn't that object.
Yeah, that's correct. Replace no way where there's no yayin. But if you have yayin and you take something else, it's not a replacement. It's not functioning as a replacement anymore. So it's not a replacement, so it's something by itself. Something by itself, it doesn't have the chashivas, because the chashivas comes about from the fact that it's replacing. That's good, I agree with this. Good. In other words, Balayla the Bahag holds, so it still is the Zman of Shabbos, so you can escort the Shabbos. So even though it's a psalm in the Gavra, but still it's considered Havdalah. But the next day, how do you make Avdol the next day? That was your question. So how can I make Avdol the next day? Shabbos is really gone. So the answer is because I, the Gavra, creates the Tziruf. The fact that I'm a Mavdil, I create the Tziruf. So if I'm creating the fact that, in other words, Avdol itself creates the Mavdil. In other words, by Motzoi Shabbos, the Mavdil is created by the institution of Shabbos. So therefore, even though I'm a Tom, so I could still be Mavdil, because it doesn't possible me, because the phenomenon of Avdol is still there. But in the morning, there's no real phenomenon of Shabbos anymore. Shabbos leaving. There's no Yitziyoso anymore. So how am I a mavdil? So the answer is my avdolah itself, the very avdolah itself creates the phenomenon. The gavra's avdolah creates the phenomenon of being mavdil. But if I'm a tom, can't do it anymore. That's about all it goes. It's good. The riff holds it's not a memra was not midas chasidus. That a memra was ma'ikra din, because osu la'odom sheyitom klum kodem sheyavdil. So, I mean, apparently what the riff holds is the other sheetas hold that if the gavra is osek in his own taivas, so then it's a psul and the gavra of the mavdil. But the riff apparently holds that the gavra must be a shoef lahavdil. He must be drawn to the desire to be mavdil, and therefore he can't engage in any other desires. Salach in other words, in being a mavdil, it's not just halacha of a psul of the gavra, because he's involved in this taifas, but the gavra must be a shoef lahavdil. He must desire to be mavdil. His whole sheifa must be to be mavdil as soon as it's possible. So therefore, it's also litom klum, because he must have the desire, the exclusive desire, to be malava the malka, be malava the melech, and that desire should be above all other desires. So it's an isra chilush seya. It's an isra for him to be tom klum. It's similar to, I mean, in a sense, it's similar to tefillah, because in tefillah there's a priority. The priority is b'fnei makom. So over here, it's the fact that he has to be malava the melech, that should be his whole sheifa. So he shouldn't have a sheifa to anything else. So therefore, it's an iserin to be time korm. That's sort of riflet. That's the bit of machlekes. And so far as melech is concerned, he was mavdil already. But the only thing that remains is a chovas avdalah. And so far as the Chovas Avdol is concerned, he can't engage in his own taivas. Yes. Because Avdol with regard to Malach is a separate entity, separate phenomenon. So with regard to that, the Gavra in terms of Malach, the Gavra was a Mavdil. So vis-a-vis Shabbos in terms of Malach, so he was a Mavdil. But vis-a-vis Shabbos in terms of Kvodah Shabbos, that he wasn't a Mavdil yet. So in terms of Kvodah Shabbos, in the framework of Kvodah Shabbos, the only thing that there is that he has to abstain from engaging in his taifas, in achila. That Shabbos is broken down into two phenomena. One phenomenon is the phenomenon of malacha, is the phenomenon Shabbos vis-a-vis malacha, and there the gavra was a mavdil. So insofar as the realm of Shabbos and malacha is concerned, He did do Avdalah. He was a Mavdil. But then there's Kibud Va'oneg in Shabbos. So insofar as Kibud Va'oneg, which is Achila, Shasiya, so insofar as that is concerned, so the Gavra wasn't a Mavdil. So it's in that realm of Kvodah Shabbos that the Isser of Achila Shasiya takes place. So the She'ifa is a She'ifa in Shabbos vis-a-vis the phenomenon of Achila Shasiya. Not vis-a-vis the phenomenon of Issa Malacha. Okay? Specific framework. It's the framework of Shabbos in terms of Kibud Voneg. So in that framework, it would be a bizoyon for him to engage in his own Achilo Shia. Because that's the framework of Shabbos. That's the element of Shabbos which he's being mavdil on, which he's escorting. He's escorting the Shabbos of Kibud Voneg. That's exactly. I mean, that's why there's Avmin Rishon to say that you can do Avdol Alapas. Because since it's in the framework of Kibud Voneg, so Alapas will be good. It's in the framework of Kibud Voneg, it'll be fine. But that's why they prove that that's not true. They have to prove it's not true. That we learn Tom Mavdil, because we say that really, in order to the proper way, is, that's the machlekes is whether it's a psul in the gavra or not. So we paskin, it's not a psul in the gavra. It's true that he was a Tom, it's a pagam, but it doesn't possel him from being a Mavdil. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah learns that if he doesn't have Yayin, so he can't be Mavdil, he's just in a situation he can't be Mavdil, so then it's not a pagam. Since mutter is such mutter. I have bas tavas. That's a ma'aseh chasidus. Okay. So now we're going back to brachas. Bominei Rav Chisna Rav Sheshes. Toa bezu bezu ma'u. Rabbeinu Yonah is cholik on the Rashbam as far as Chama Medina is concerned. Right? Because he says, in minig ha-makom lishtos ha-sheichu b'kviyus. So apparently he holds anything that you show to b'kviyus. It means that something you dream, I mean, the question would be, I mean, coffee, the problem is in terms of that was the brisker rough thing, because it was, but coffee would be a type of thing, I mean, that people are kaveh on, because they get together and they drink a b'kviyus. So anything, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, that would be a machlekes. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, I mean, anything you show to b'kviyus is considered chamar medina, qualifies for chamar medina. It's not because it replaces yayin. No, I mean, I thought that question though. I mean, in other words, the question lishtos shecha b'kviyus, does that mean they constantly do it, or it means they drink it in a certain type of a situation of kviyus? But if he meant to say that they usually do it, then I think he would have said b'makom shecha regilin lishtos shecha. But b'kviyus means in a situation of kviyus, they kaveh themselves. So if you kaveh yourself, it gives them mashkeh chashivas. And once it has chashivas, that's in chamar medina. It's a difficult Rabbeinu Yonah and this tov bezu bezu. Because first he seems to be working out the abaya logically. Shekivan shetov b'shneihem shelo yo'olo b'amiras havzal b'vad. Why not? I mean, why not? V'tzorach lachzol l'spalo l'havl b'tfila. O amrinin shekemoshim haya zocher kodem sheyochal haya mavla l'kos. V'lo haya tzorach lachzol l'spalo l'hochin amyachshov. And the answer is... So kansinale, I mean, is a strange, I mean, that's a fact. I mean, a knas. So what kind of an abaya is it? Is there a knas? Is it not a knas? I mean, what kind of the logic of the abaya is, what's the swara? I mean, apparently he starts off, he wants to say it's a swara. If he's saying it's a knas, so he's saying that logically he should be able to be mavdil. Except there's an extraneous knas. I mean, so what was the two sides of the abaya then? What was the side that held the can't? The Gemara taking one daf chav tesman off. Tov lo hiskid gvuras hashon mitchis amesim machzir naso. She'ela bebirkas hashonim machzir naso. Havdol b'chon erdos ein machzir naso. Okay? So the halacha is that, in other words, how do you make the person daven again? In other words, how do you make him daven again? So the reason why you machzir naso is because he's a ta'a. So a ta'a makes this tefillah, the fact that the gaver is a ta'a, so now he's chozer on his ta'as. So ta'a gives him a din of chozer. So according to Shitsa Taisvus, that if you're missing Yalav Yavol, so why do you go back? Because you have a chiyav askar of Yalav Yavol. So who says you get a second chance? I mean, you don't get a second chance. So the answer is, because you're a ta'a. Since the gavra has a shame ta'a, so now a person who has a right to correct his ta'as. So he's a chozer. Okay? So he's a chozer. So the Gemara's abaya over here would be like this. That if he's ta'a only in tefillah, so apparently the gavra doesn't have a shame ta'a because he still has a chiyav alakos. So the shame ta'a is lacking. So chazor is not possible. But once he missed both, so now he has a shame ta'a. So once he has a shame ta'a, so the Gemara says, mahu, what's the din? Is there a chazor here or is there no chazor here? That's the Gemara's abaya. Okay? The question is, in order to be chozer, you have to have a shame ta'a. Because otherwise, what are you missing? You're missing out the chanan tano. Correct? So, as long as you're not a ta'a, you have no right to be chozer. So, yeah.
Why is he not a ta'a? Because he can still do it alakos?
Because he still do it. In other words, since if he forgot in tefillah, there's a takana alakos, which is intact, so he still could do it alakos. So since he could still do it alakos, Menesha Am alakos, Menesha Am alakos, since he could still do it alakos, so it lacks in the shame ta and the gavra. He's not considered a ta. Okay? But once he messes up the kos, because he was a tam, so now he has a shame tar. Now the question is, once he has the shame tar, were they machayev him in, to be chozer, or were they not machayev him to be chozer? That's the question. What? Yeah, well, he's going to have to go back to tefila. He's going to have to go back to tefila. Because that's the question. And the question, kos he could definitely do. That's not the question. The question is he chozer on tefila? So the shame tar will only emerge if he's a tam. If he's a tam. Okay? Actually, it's not just according to Shitas HaFesach, because the machlok is shown him as a machlok shown him Yalav Yavo. Whether if you forget Yalav Yavo, it's if you know Ekil Lo Espal. Right? But by Atachanantanu, nobody holds that way. Atachanantanu, so the reason why you'd go back and have another opportunity by Atachanantanu is only if he's defined as a tar. If he's defined as a tar, now it could be chozer. Right? So what's that? So as the way we're learning the abaya is once he has a shame tar, is either a din chazor or not. That's the Gemara's abaya. And it's a natural abaya, because he has a shame tar. If he's tar b'tfilah, he doesn't have a shame tar. But if he's tar b'zu, now he has a chalash shame tar. So the question is, if he has a chalash shame tar, is there a din chazor? But Rabbeinu Yonah, it won't fit into Rabbeinu Yonah. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says, shekivin shetar b'shneihem, shelo yo'o lo b'amiris havdol b'uvad, I mean, what is he saying that for?
Well, since he already ate, he can't have a
proper
impression of
tefillah. He should have said, what do you mean, shelo yo'olo? Shelo yo'olo. So, yeah, go ahead. But if you learn the Rabbeinu Yonah the other way, there's two possibilities. One possibility is the Gemara is saying, if once he has a chalashem tor, is he a chozer? Is there a din chazariah? The other way is to learn, does he have a chalashem tor? Because in terms of Havdalah, he was a Toim, which is an Isser, but we paskin Toam Mavdil, right? So he's not really a, if you paskin Toam ain't a Mavdil, so then definitely have to be Chozer B'Tfilah, there's no question about it. So we paskin Toam Mavdil. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, according to this, Rabbeinu Yonah is really sharper. Why? Because he's saying the Abaya is, does it have a din of Torah or not? Because since it's true, since Tom Mavdil, do I say that he's not defined as a Tor? Because he could still be Mavdil. Or do I say no? Since there was a Pagam in the Mavdil, so he has a Chalashim Tor vis-a-vis Avdallah. So if he has a Chalashim Tor, so then he could be Chozer. That's the way he seems to be learning. He seems to be saying, like Donny Kaznik is saying, that Shelo Yo'olo Bamiris Avdallah. What do you mean Shelo Yo'olo? Why? Because he's a pogum. So since he's a pogum, so it won't help him. He's not a roy. Now he has a havdalah paguma. Now he has a havdalah paguma. So it's not enough. So what could he do? So he has to be chozer back to Tila to have havdalah b'shlemusa. That's the way he seems to be saying. Apparently Rabbeinu Yonah's abaya is like this, that if you weren't mavdil in tefila, so yachal havdalah lakos. But if the havdalah lakos is going to be paguma, so then it wouldn't help him, because the gavra as a mavdil is lacking. He has no havdalah b'shlemusa. He's not in tefila. He wasn't mavdil, and over here he's a pogum. So do I say that since he's a pogum shelo yo'olo ba'amiras havdalah, what's his lashon? Bilvad. Why? Because since the gavra is a pogum, so he there's no gavra with a complete havdalah. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying. Oh, let's see the other side. Oh, I'm reading shekemoshim hayazocher kodem sheyochol loyam havdalah lakos v'lo hayatzarach lachzor l'spal hachinami afshav enzach l'spal alam havdalah lakos. There he seems to be saying that in terms of the Kiyum Avdallah, he's in the same situation as if he didn't eat. Okay? So, because he still is chayav to be Mavdil, and it still has a din of Avdallah. So since he can have a din of Avdallah, so we say that he doesn't have to be chazer. In other words, do I say where the gavra is reduced to a avdala peguma that he has to be chozer because this he doesn't have a complete avdala anywheres, or do I say no, that as long as it's a din avdala there, it has a din avdala, so as long as he can satisfy the requirements of avdala and he has a kiyum, full-fledged kiyum avdala, so he's yotzer with this, and he's in the same situation as he would be if he wasn't didn't have avdala and tefillah, and he has to avdala kos. That seems to be the Chakir Rabbeinu Yonah. That seems to be the Chakir. And it goes in line with his Shita. And the problem with Tom is a pogrom. And that's why he's mat there, the Bas Tovas. He says, because it's only Midas Chasidus. Because the Gavra is a pogrom. Why is he a pogrom? Because he engages in Achir and Shtiyah when he could be a Mavdal. But if he doesn't have anything to be mavdal, so it's not a pogrom. It fits him very well with the Shita. But what is the answer? So he says, the answer is, maskan l'choz maspal l'kansinulem, neshato b'shtayim. Yeah, so what is saying kansinulem? So kansinulem means that apparently the Gemara is switching. It's not because he has avdala peguma, and the gavra doesn't have a single avdala that's b'shlem musa, that they tell him to go back. That's not the reason. Why did I tell him to go back? Because he has a full-fledged shame taw. Since he has a shame taw, so they machayev him to be chozer. So it's the shame taw that's machayev him to be chozer. What? Apparently, Gemara changed mind. The Gemara says that's not because of lo yoelo. That was the abaya. He only has avdala peguma. No, but avdala peguma is not the problem. The problem is the shame neshetor b'shtayim. The shame tor is mechayev him in to be chozer. And why is it called a knas? The reason why it calls it a knas is because he has available a avdala. He has available a avdala. So that's why it's called a knas. No, but that's knas. The reason why it calls it knas is because a knas means that he could do it. Functionally, he'd be able to be mavdal, and therefore closing that, because he was a tar. That's why it's called a knas. That's why he calls it a knas. But as Rabbeinu Yonah, so where did Rabbeinu Yonah get this from? It's a strange thing that the Abaye and the Gemara is on one plane. And the Maskanas of Gemara is on a different plane. That it's a knas. So where did Rabbeinu Yonah get this from? I think the answer is the way he got it from me, he's just following logically the language of the Gemara. The Gemara asks an abaya, and the Gemara doesn't clarify the abaya. So he holds the most natural way to understand the abaya is the problem of the pogrom, the fact that it's avdala peguma. That's the most natural way to understand the Gemara's abaya. But when the Gemara answered, the Gemara said chozel arosh. Why didn't the Gemara just say that chozel mispal? You say, why did the Gemara just say Chozer Maspal? Why did the Gemara say Chozer L'Rosh? So Chozer L'Rosh means he has to start all over again. So there the implication is that because that's the case, because he was a Tar. You see, that's Kansinulei. That's Lashon Kansinulei. Chozer L'Rosh is Lashon Kansinulei. So that's how Rabbeinu Yonah deduced it from the Gemara. That the Gemara's Abaya naturally expresses itself without the Gemara going into Torah or not Torah. The Gemara just says, Ibailu. It's supposed to come out naturally from the previous Gemara. So therefore, Ben Yonah says that has it emerged naturally, because the question is Avdala Paguma. So that's the Abaya. When the Gemara answered, apparently the Gemara rejected that side. The Gemara says, not because of what? Because Avdala Paguma and the Gavra won't have available to him a full-fledged Avdala. But what is it because of? Because he has a chal Hashem Tor, and that's the chozel arosh lashon means knas. Chozel arosh, I start all over again. So what does it mean? It means he has available to him avdala, but he has to start all over again. That's our Ben Yonah. That's the thing Ben Yonah got from the Gemara. Okay, chozel arosh, Rashi l'tfilah l'kos. So all the Gemara had to answer was tefillah, because kos was not a question. But Chozel Rosh is mashma lashon knas. It's a lashon knas. So why is it a knas? Because since he has available to him havdalah, so if you're going to say chazara, that's already a concept of knas. But what's the machayev? The machayev is not knas. The machayev is because he has a shem tov. That's the Gemara's. That's what the Gemara's saying. It's called a knas. You see, it's a funny kind of a thing. It's called a knas, but it's not really because of knas. It's really because of the shem tov. But it's called a knas because he has available avdala for him, and it's not peguma. It's not like the Gemara's avamir. Okay. Okay, so Rashba, Tov Bezu Bezu. So, he says, Gan Shalah Hivdu B'Tfilah V'Ochal. I'm sorry, Shalah Hivdu B'Tfilah, stop. Then V'Ochal O'Asim Malacha Kodim Shivdu L'Akos. So that's the second toss. Right? The Kivin Shetah Filu B'Kos V'Tzorach L'Achzor L'Shalim Areu Chozer L'Kesidron. Okay? Yeah. So, what's the kasha on the Rashba? What's the difficulty on Rashba? Yeah, what's the difficulty in Rashba is, I mean, how is he tall a kos? I mean, he has to be matl in order to be matir malacha, in order to be matir, achila. So he still can do it. He still can do it.
Why does he mention malacha, though?
Apparently the Rashba holds that if the person does malacha, or does achila, before he makes the Amavdil, the Birkas Avdallah, so apparently he holds that Avdallah is Batl. That Meikar then it can't be Mavdil anymore. What? So what's the pshat in the Rashba? So apparently the Rashba holds that you can't be Mavdil once you have Malacha already. Once there was a CS Malacha, so now there's a continuum of Malacha, so how can you be Mavdil in the middle of the Malacha? You follow what I mean? In other words, he did already Malacha Schal. So in other words, the Mavdil is supposed to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. So there's nothing to be Mavdil anymore because he did Malacha.
And he ate.
And he ate. Or either or. So since the halacha is you have to be in Mavdil Bein Achilas Shabbos and Achilas Chol and Bein Malacha Shabbos and Malacha Chol, so the moment you're in Ochel or the moment you do Malacha, so you can't be in Mavdil anymore. So how could you do it? So the answer is that there's a new din of Chazara. That the Chachamim created a new halacha, Yechozer. It means you can start over again. They gave it a din of Chazara. That you could start over again. So, since they created the din of Chazara, so once he was taught bazoo, bazoo, so now the question is, where is he chazer? Where is he chazer? It says, v'utzach lachzor u'lishalem. So, what is he adding by the word u'lishalem? You see, but he's adding by the word l'shalem, he's explaining to you how he can wipe out the malacha. Because it's tashlumen. So tashlumen means it goes back to the time before he did the malacha. Because tashlumen is the makom, what he missed. Okay? So in other words, like this, like a person missed mincha, so now he has tashlumen, okay? So it's tashlumen for mincha. It's not exactly the same over here, because over there we say you don't have the mitzvah of the zmana. But over here, since it's a din tashlumen, so the din tashlumen, it takes him back to a prior time, because it's tashlumen for something. So therefore, Since it does that, so it's as if the din tashlumen makes it as if it was before he did the malacha. Okay?
What?
Tashlumen for Avdallah. In other words, the person did malacha before Avdallah and Tefillah. Okay, so now it's not a mavdil anymore. Alright? So how could he get back to that point and make it as a mavdil? So the answer is because it's a chefter shel tashlumen. Since it's a chefter shel tashlumen, so that's why it's considered as if it was from before. Because the shem tashlumen gives it a prior date. Because it's tashlumen for something. Do you follow?
Yes, it came in the first view.
It's a kiyum in the first one.
He was not in an oveid melacha yet.
Right. So the concept of tashlumin is what allows chazara to take place. So it says halach of tashlumin. So in other words, so in other words, according to the Rashba, so havdalah is a mavdil. It's like a mafsik between two entities. So if he violated and he did melacha before, so it can't function as a mavdil anymore. There's no more mavdil. So how do you make him function as a mavdil? So they instituted din of chazara. But how does chazara wipe out, the fact that it's not a mavdil? You can't go back in time. So the answer is because of tashlumin. The din tashlumin takes you back. So the concept of tashlumin means it's going back for a prior entity. So it's a tashlumin for something that happened before. So the tashlumin gives it a din of allows chazara, the institution of chazara to work. Okay? So now the concept of tashlumin is the thing that facilitates the concept of chazara. And then once you have that, now the havdalah can function as a mafsik. Okay? So now the question is like this. So what gives him a din of tashlumin? Because he was over. That's what the Rashba is saying. That once you're doing a chazara and tashlumin, it has to be on the whole thing. You can't have a redo on the mitzvah. So if the person, for instance, was mavdul b'tfilah, and then he was tam before the kos, so then he has chazara on the kos. But he has both, really. Because in tefillah he already has already. So tefillah already has, so there's no problem. But if it was tam, bazoo, so he doesn't have tefillah, now you're going to institute chazara and tashlumin. So the question is, when you institute chazara and tashlumin, does it have to be in the whole institution? Or could it be b'miktsas? Could it be a b'miktsas? Because the thing is like this. There's one underlying institution of avdalah, but the avdalahs are mafrodas. They're separated. Because the avdalah and tefillah is really essentially avdalah of malacha, and avdalah lakos is essentially avdalah achila. So the question is, do I say chazar and tashlumin has to be in the whole entity, so therefore you have to go back to the whole institution? If I look at the underlying institution is one. But the institution is divided up into two categories. So the question is, on chazar and tashlumin, does it have to be, it has to be chazar and tashlumin on an entity. But the question is it on the underlying entity of Havdalah? Or is it on the, or can it be relegated to the individual categories? That's the question. So the question is so let's say the gavur wasn't mavul b'tfila. And now, what does he do? All he needs is kos. He was tor and tfila. What? He's not a chozer. Because you don't need the institution of being chozer. Because since he didn't do any malacha, so he's fine. He's fine. But, yeah. So if he did it in tefillah and he's a tam or before Avdalah, so then tashlumin is good. Why? Because it'll be a complete entity. It'll be matzurif to the entity of tefillah that he has. If he didn't do tefillah, if he wasn't mavdal in tefillah, and now he's standing before alakos, so you don't need the tashlumin chazara. Because he didn't do any violation. But if he violates before Havdalah alakos and he didn't do it in tefillah, so now he has to be a chozer mashalim. So the question is a chozer mashalim have to be in the entire entity, or could it be on the one institution that'll be matir? That's the question. Okay. Oh, that's what you mean. No, you're right. That's a good question. No, it seems from the Lashon Rashba, it's a question in tashlumin. The kivan shetah afilu b'kos v'utzorach lachzor l'shalem. So now you need chazor and tashlumin because there's no more, it's not a mafsik anymore. Harehu chozer l'kisidron. So that's the halacha of a chozer and a mashlan and a mashalem. So the chazor of such a person must be for the entire institution. That's why it says similar davar. Because that's the nature of tashlumin. The nature of the gavur has to be chozer. Mashalim, he has to do the whole thing. There's no tashlumin b'miktsas.